Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of this game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Bridge of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Mississippi Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
The DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. UPMC Park. Getting set for game four. Six-game series between the Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us, Matt Sabatis from Erie, Pennsylvania. It is a sentence that has been said constantly this season. Lost a one-run game last night. The Bay Sox have 26 games this year by exact run. They have played in the most one-run games this year, 19-6 overall in one-run games. That's the most in the Eastern League. Winning percentage just around 440, the second lowest in the Eastern League. Only Binghamton trails Bowie in that category, and Binghamton has had a losing record for most of the season. They've been at contention pretty much all year. While the Bay Sox are still in first place in the Southwest Division, if you can turn their luck around some of those one-run games, that wouldn't have as close of a lead as they do right now. It would be much more focused on a back lead over the Erie Seawolves. But just a one-run lead as Bowie gains some ground right now. No, not a one-run lead. I'm so focused on one-run games. It's a one-game lead right now that the Bay Sox will have to try and build some ground on. They might have their work cut out for them today. They showed what they're capable of, even against a good pitching staff two nights ago when they routed Erie to 5. It's just that least, that final little bit for Bowie to get over the hump of one-run deficits. Jump, make that last push, put head, and hold the line. Bowie, if they can do that, then they can go on big, big runs, build some ground, and their place in the Eastern League postseason. As we focus on today's game, we're trying to regain some ground that they don't fall back into a tie for first place, hoping with the numbers ahead of today's game. As Bowie comes in for game number 124 on the year, a 62-6 record, a one-game losing streak for the Bayside, are 6-4 over their last 10, 27-30 when playing on the road. Into today's game, number 124 season for them as well, 73-50 on the year, one-game winning streak. Erie is 5-5 over their last 10, 7-23 when playing in front of the homes at UPMC Park. In the half, Bowie is 35-19. That is the best record in the Eastern League this, while Erie is 34-20. Two sides are the Southwest Division standings here in the second half. Bowie is in first, game lead over the Erie. Seaway is in second, a 4-1 lead over the third place Akron. Akron is 5 games out of first. Altoona is in fourth. They are still on an outside chance, 6.5 games out of first place and 5.5 games out of second place. A couple of roster moves to make note of coming in this game, as the Bay Sox have made a couple of changes recently. Of course, Rick Handley, we've been watching him closely to see when he might return, and he is reactivated from the injured list. And of course, earlier this series, Tavares was added up high A Aberdeen, while Adam and John Rhodes were placed on the injured. He does have Tavares, have Handley. And they will have Gulo still on their bench as Cody Roberts comes in today to catch the third time in 4 games this series. And they'll be available today. We'll just see if we decide to bring out Handley at any point. Also, on the way that the game goes tomorrow, probably see him, though. Erie made a couple as right-handed pitcher JT Hinson has activated from their development list, but transferred down to Class A to begin what you could call a pseudo-assignment, but that's not really a rehab assignment, just off the roster entirely. Infielder Royce has been placed on the temporary inactive list, and it looks to be that he will be on for the remainder of this series while attending to personal matters. And to replace him, infielder Jose King has been transferred from High A West Michigan up to Erie. King only had a couple of appearances with Erie at the start of the year, did not do too much. Starting Pacey's Ty Madden, go for Erie. Britt Stallings gets the ball for Bowie. Ty Madden is still in his first pro season. He's earned his spot up here at Clay. He was the 32nd overall pick in 2021 out of Texas, of Horn. He built some length in the Royal Tigers High A squad, but he's strong showings in Erie. After allowing in just under 5 innings in his debut, 16 1/3 innings over the last 3 starts while allowing only 2 runs. He struck out 19 in that same span as well. That's what's critical. Madden's got a good fastball that works above one and can reach 99 at point. He had a tough time when it came to that high fastball and that changeup to follow from Reese Olson yesterday. Erie starter struck out 9 batters. Bowie sent from that one into this one to try and get Madden going a bit early. As Bowie sends Garrett Stallings, he needs a bounce back start as August had shown some cracks into what June been for Stallings. Of course, his month of July is one of the best this season from any individual Bay Sox pitcher, but Stallings coming off of 2 losses and a 4 consecutive losses for the Bay Sox in starts over his last, 63rd innings. Make that 15 1/3 innings. He's only struck out 10 batters. A lot of the contact is leading to a couple of errors here and there, but it's fortunately been able to work around them. It's still just the home run can harm him. Stallings has allowed 25 this season, one shy of tying the single-season record, 26, by Josh Towers back in 1999. So if Stallings can keep it in the ballpark, that should be enough for, but it is obviously a tough ask considering the numbers that he has given up a long ball. We'll just have to see how he plays his ball and slider. Plenty to come here on the AA Imaging Systems pregame show. We break now, but when we return, we chat with Noah DeNoyer. He spun a quality performance in relief yesterday. 4 scoreless, hitless innings, walked 1, struck 6, and he gives us his thoughts on what it's been like back with the team following an opt-in. We're back after this. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Hey fans, do you need mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then run down the official free-to-play game of baseball and compete for ticket game day experiences. Rundown is made of ballpark trivia. Playing is free on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to play. Return for each open round to more prizes, including the grand prize to a championship weekend in Las Vegas this year. It's never been this fun to get caught Rundown.
everyone deserves a bill, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted. Flexible payment options. With your country's leading orthodontist right here in the area, we love to see Bay Sox smile with confidence. So get that amazing serve. Visit radsmile.com today for your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach ache, pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 10 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most maintenance plans are accepted. For routines and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 10 to 10 p.m. every day.
All right, let's keep thinking. DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get ready for game four in this six-game tilt between Bowie and Erie. It has been a tight one so far, and we're checking in with Noah Dunn. Came out of the bullpen for a handful of strong innings last night. Only allowed one batter a walk, but struck out, I think it was six of the day. Just what was working best for you last night, Noah?
I think the ability to just get ahead in the count and then kind of put people away quick, I think just really helped us being able to give some quality innings.
First couple appearances back since a short on the injured list. What was the trail like? Just trying to make sure you had your bearing ball and making sure that every pitch was going. You liked it?
Yeah, just kind of getting back to it slowly and making sure everything's thrown the right way and just kind of taking care of my body. So
like last night was a pretty big prove it to say that, yeah, things are the right way. What is kind of maybe the goal for starts like this or appearances like the first couple of appearances back to kind of do the same or maybe get back development mode where you try to maybe see if you can get a little bit more movement pitch or maybe something else?
It's always development. No one's ever really complete 100%, like, doesn't work on anything. So sure. I try and take something from our outing and try and improve on it each day and then try and put it into my outings and see what happens.
As we continue on with Noah DeNoyer on the pregame show, is there something specific to today's outing that you've already isolated, or are you just waiting a couple of days to find it and work on it?
I think I had a lot better slider reps yesterday. I think that's for me moving forward is making sure I can replicate the good ones that I throw and just try and throw it whenever I want. And
might be the slider, but has there been a pitch from you this season that you feel has made a significant improvement that's perhaps been the most improved pitch for you?
I have a curveball like that. I think it's just more of like the location of my pitches and curveball overall has helped me kind of do better this year.
As we continue with Noah DeNoyer, you've had such a fit role in terms of starting or leaving. What's that been like for you as you've come into this relief role in the long term since returning from the IL?
I don't really try to think whether or not I'm starting or leaving. Just kind of try and keep things simple, have a similar routine every time. It doesn't need to be exact. But, just try and feel comfortable out there.
Kind of your game day routine is when you know that you're running or coming in out of the pen for a specific. Do you go have a specific routine to set up? I know Shane McDermott, he was telling me the other day that he shuts his phone entirely and doesn't even look at it on the starting. Do you have anything specific? Anything specific that you do each or just kind of go in and try to stay focused?
Nothing too specific and too crazy. Just kind of get to the stadium, relax, not try and put too much pressure on, kind of just get warmed up and get ready for the game and just kind of stay loose throughout the game.
A couple of conversations with Kyle Moore over the last couple of weeks told me that he just really wants the message to be that it's not necessarily going to get easier through this remainder of the season as Bowie has such a path for this playoff push. How do you feel that message is carrying through the club? It seems like the vibe is definitely there for it.
Yeah, I mean, we've lost some, also gained some players, and I think we're all ready to win and hopefully get a ring. Yeah.
So what's been it like? What has that been like from your perspective? If I can shoot the words out at some times, is this your first playoff push? What did you take a good push at it at San Joaquin Delta Edge or previously?
We make it to the playoff every year in at my junior college that I was at. But honestly, I don't think anything ranges from game to game. Like there's only pressure if you think there's pressure, you know? It shouldn't change one way or another. It should just be about you. Do what you need to do to help the team win.
Yeah. Justin Armbruster has bounced back last night. That first inning, obviously, missed a couple of pitches, but still finished with a couple of strong innings. And then when Connor Loprich followed with that whole series to just three hits total, what was that like?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, he didn't have the speed, probably was sinking, but I mean, he finished really able to grind out innings and give us zeros and give us a chance to win. So that's all.
And then since we haven't gotten the chance to chat for a while, maybe the answer's changed, but has there been a new bench show for you? Anything new to wrap up the night on the road trip?
The She-Hulk came out on Marvel, so I've been kind of watching that. It's not really binge-worthy yet because it's only three episodes. Yeah, but watching that.
You know, my strategy for those shows, the Disney Plus shows, is that it's hard to wait, but I try the 2 months it takes for the whole show and then try and watch it through one and two sittings. So you have You have a. I can respect that. How's it been far though?
Oh, it's been pretty good. I like to watch all the Marvel stuff because he's really big into it too. So we can watch it when it comes out and then talk about it after. So.
The 2 week road trip that Bowie went on a couple of weeks ago, I binged both Moon Knight and Miss Marvel. I don't think I'd watched any of them since Loki came out, but Loki's still been my favorite. Do you have a favorite of the Disney Plus shows lately?
Yeah, Moon's my favorite for sure.
It was it had a lot more humor. I feel it played well. That was a good one. So I'll try on She-Hulk though when I get them over the next couple of weeks. Noah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Noyer here on the DCA Imaging System. We'll step aside. Be back in a bit. Here's Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you're interested in these things and you live in the D area, the Steam Fitters UA 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information on the apprenticeship program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Fuel Up is the best way to be a fan of Sox, and it's completely free for ages 3 through 12. Futures clubbers get access to special members only discount ticket offers and for just signing up. Parents, head over to baysox.com to sign up your kids. Don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season. X the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up at baysox.com.
PestNow is proud with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. General pest control, termite control, control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Well, we're back once here to UPMC Park, getting to wrap up the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Seawolves just up taking the field right now, so we'll step aside quickly. When we come back, we've got first and all the play-by-play. Bowie and game 4 of 6 comes your way soon.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide attention office technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print. Not printer. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-77-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Image Systems, office technology made.
Sky Shooter Displays by Y Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks showing Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musical, choreographed plays, and much more. The sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-321-361 or online zypyrotechnics.com.
Field of Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one. Number of exclusive member picks, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a first collectible at your first home year. Get your pack now by calling 01-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Ball. The Bay Sox are the affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is by Chesapeake Insurance, DJ Imaging Systems, On the Green First, Roy Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnic. And now, live, Mark, it's time for Boondocks Baseball.
From you, it's game four of this game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. So Glass Matt Sabatis with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. And as Ty Madden warms to the mound for the Seawolves, the start of the Bay Sox that he'll face, looks like leading off at shortstop, you've got Tyus, followed by Connor Norby, the DH, back in. Hudson Haskin is in center field. Kobe Mayo at third base, bats fourth. Cesar Pareto is the second baseman, batting. Roberts, the catcher, bats sixth. Tobin left field, bats seventh. Zach Watson in right field, eighth. And Andrew Dashbach at first base, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kai Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Birchfield and Blake Wooten are athletic trainers. Bowie is 2-61 on the season. They're 35-19 in the second half. And again, their lineup features Hernandez, Norkin, Mayo, Prieto, Roberts, Hudson, Dashbach, all to face Ty Madden on the mound. UPMC Park here in Erie, 328 feet down the line to field, 317 feet to left in a straightaway center. As Darryl digs in, 2 for 15 in double-A career, the first pitch home to him is ball. Skims on the outside edge of the zone strike, it's nothing in one, and we're under 6.05 p.m. on an 83-degree sunny day here in Erie, Pena. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Hearn, and a high fastball misses, it's a ball and a strike. Bowie holding on to a lead in the Southwest Division standings. They had plenty of chances tonight, but just weren't able to close the gap, ultimately falling 3-2. On one, Hernandez watches a breaking ball called strike, and it's a ball and now. Bowie won the first games of this series. It was a blowout win on Wednesday, 15-5, a one-run win on Tuesday, two-pitch here, and Hernandez watches up a fastball, misses, and it's two balls and two strikes now. We've got those shadows put across home plate just a tad. The rest of the field is sunny. The 2-2 pitch is swung on in mid, strike three. Tough slide aside, and Madden opens his day with a shot on a 2-2 pitch. Let's tell you the rest of the defense for Erie. From left side in the outfield, you've got Dane Myers, Parker Manuel Cabrera. Trey Cruz is at Gage Workman at short. Andrew Navas at second. Quincy Naporti at first, and Jonsoff catches behind the plate for Ty Madden on the mound. As Cup digs in, 296 average, 93 OPS in 51 games. For Norby, watches high fastball. It's a start. 11 doubles and 2 triples, 15 home runs, 38 runs batted in. Numbers yesterday after Norby a home run in the first inning as the 1-0 pitch is a half swing. He went, called down, and it's a ball and a strike. As Norby, just 51 games here in AA, already tied for the most inning home runs in the Eastern League. He's got 6. The 1-1 here is popped fast. Over the right side, and it's a ball and two strikes now. Ty Madden, 6'4", 215-pound, 28-hander from Cypress, Texas. 32nd overall pick in the supplemental round. Still the first round 21 draft from the University of Texas. And it skims in just a little bit low on Norby, and the count runs even at 2. So back-to-back 2-2 count from Ty Madden against the first two bats. Madden on the season with Erie is 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA. In 4 games all starts. He's still in his first pro season as the 2 pitch. Is swung on in peace catcher for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Madden to open the game. Umpire and crew for today's contest sees Jay Young Kim over at third base while Tom Fornarola is at first. Matt Carlian is calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. He's the crew chief. And Haskin steps in, right-hander hitting 272 with an 838 OPS in 98 games. 2 doubles, 3 triples, 14 homers, 52 runs batted in. First pitch home is a just misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start. Madden has 25 strikeouts, his 21 innings here with double-up. He's walked 9 batters, allowed 3 opponents are hitting him at a 2-11 clip. The 1-0 check swing, a flinch, more slant. It's on the inside edge for a ball, 2 ball breaks. Asking a season series against Erie, you hope it continued today as Bowie wants to get going. They've scored in the first inning, 2 of the 3 games this week. The 2-0 missed down and away, isn't one strike. The only didn't was actually the 15-5 win. Suppose it's not that conducive to a big offensive day score in the first inning. Here, Haskin watches fastball mid outside, and it's 3 balls, and Madden is favoring the fastball early. As Haskin holds the helmet back down and digs back, hitters count and the pitch home. Haskin watches outside, ball. Fans already groaning about the strike zone. Here, Sting, and hopefully doesn't do much. Don't want a long day of as Kobe Mayo will step up.
272 average, or 240 average for Mayo, rather. Haskin has the 270. 699 OPS for Mayo in games. Three doubles, no triples, two home. Nine runs batted in. Pitch into Mayo, and the right-hander watches speed. Called for strike on the inside, ending in one. First batter, that's a first pitch fastball. Mayo 4-for-13 in this series. First time that he's seeing Erie this year. Madden holds. Fires in, and Mayo watches another breaking ball for strike. Same pitch the entire way. Mayo has four appearances in his AA career. First one was fine. His debut saw runs in 4 2/3 innings. He still struck six. But since then, he's been... As the 0-2 pitch is high, a fastball, a ball and two strikes at 95. Five innings of one run in his start against Harrisburg last week. He's fired 63rd innings over his last three appearances, two runs. Here's a pickoff throw to stand. They nearly got Haskett. He didn't time up his lead. The throw just wasn't received properly. Quincy Naporti ran his glove into the ground, and that ate up a precious moment before Haskin. Haskin was able to slide safely around it. Now the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside edge. It didn't matter. Threats for Ty Madden in the first inning. Bowie walk and does nothing else. It was an in-pitch frame. As we go to the bottom of the first, it's Bowie nothing. Erie, come up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for it done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the D.V. If you're a contractor, safe jobs done well, you plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Dr. Rudy Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. Atlas Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at lumineshealth.org.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox get down quietly in the first inning. Three in a walk, that was it. As we move to the first, Garrett Stallings will try to hold Seawolves at bay and keep this game scoreless as Stallings warms on the mound for Bowie. Starting lineup for the Seawolves that he'll face looks like. Leading off at second base, you've got Otto, followed by Gage Workman at short second. Parker Meadows is the center fielder. Bird Quincy Naporti at first base cleans up. Dave Myers in left field will bat fifth. Miller the DH sixth. Daniel Cooper right field bats seventh. Trey Cruz at third base. And John Rossoff is the catcher ninth. The Seawolves at the double. The Detroit Tigers. They're managed by Gabe Perez, assisted by John Murray and Dan Rickle. Ollie Cady and Chris Vick is the trainer. Erie is 73-50 on the season. They are 34-20 in the second half, and again, their lineup features a Workman Meadows, Naporti Mungler, Cabrera Cruz Rossoff face off against Garrett Stallings on the mound. As Navagato in a 263 average, 784 OPS in 82 games, 15 doubles, no triples, 14 runs, 35 runs batted. Right-hander on right-hander to open. Navagato steps in. Stallings turns and fires the first. It's an off-speed. Called for strike on the upper inside corner. Another one to start. He's had a good season series against the base, hitting over 351 against Bowie. The 1 is a floated ball left center field running down the left. Nearly collides with Haskin and sets the catch. Two pitches, quick out for Stallings. Let's tell you about the deep for Bowie from left to right in the outfield. Then Hudson, Haskin, and Zach Watson. Toby Mayo is at third base. Hernandez is the shortstop. Cesar Perrin a day at second base, while Andrew Debock is at first, and Cody Roberts catches ball for Garrett Stallings on the mound. As the switch hitter, Gage Workman digs in, batting lefty. First swung on and missed. Nice curveball down. One. 230 average for Workman, 14 OPS in 130 games. 27 doubles, 7 triple pitch. Another breaking ball called for the inside edge. It's nothing in one now. 14 homers in 60 seasons batted in. Quickly, the 0-2. Just a piece. He got a little near the end of the bat, poked it into home, and back to the screen. Count nothing in two. Garrett Stallings, a 6'2", 224-year-old right-hander from Chesapeake, traded over from the Angels back in 2020. The 0-2 pitch is popped. Third base side, shallow left now as Welk runs down. This is from the shadow into the sun. Still sees the ball, fortunately. Makes the catch after shifting a bit to his left. Two up, two down on two flyouts to left field. Notably, Parker Meadows. Erie in their alternate orange jerseys today. The black front side, gray pants, black cap. I said Erie, that was Bowie, that's in orange jerseys. Erie is in their blacks today with the single yellow pinstripe. Very similar to Pittsburgh Pirates color scheme. Pitch into Parker Meadows, misses down, and it's a no to start. It's a yellow cap with white green. 263 average for Meadow, 5 OPS in 98 games. No pitch is another breaking ball. This one outside. Two balls and no strike. Ball count, first ball. at all inning for Garrett Stallings. Doubles and five triples for Meadows as the 2-0 pitch is checked on. A half swing in the home plate umpire says Meadows went. It's 2-1. 16 runs for Meadows. He's driven in four this season. There are not many easy out in the first five in the lineup. The 2-1 is fouled back to the screen, and it's two ball strikes. Scoreless here in the first inning as Bowie went down three strikeouts against just one walk in the first, but they did run time at 18 pitches. Here's the 2-2. Popped up foul again, side, and it looks potentially... Oh, and he runs to the warning track to make the catch. Looked like it was going to keep slicing, but it just held up after reaching its... And Mayo pulls it down in first dugout. A perfect first inning for Garrett Stallings on just 11 pitches. Second inning coming up, we're scoring. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, as the baseball season down, that means we've got to get ready for fall. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night in Georgia Stadium. Getting ready for the college season, the pro season. The Bay Sox will be giving away Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be joining the Bay Sox football kickoff Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at Sox.com.
If you own or operate a facility, or if you're a general contractor located or operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that it is important to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Seamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, steamfitters-602.org.
Base a game of specialists. Base Steelers, cleanup hitters, together help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employer Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case, a physical therapist, and more. All your employee back to work, contests, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Moving on to the second already here at UPMC Park. We're scoreless through one. Only one runner combined. Hudson Haskin drew a 2-0 walk in the first. Ty Madden, though, struck out. As Cesar Prieto will lead 5, 6, and 7 in the Bowie lineup to bat. The only left-hander on roster for Bowie. First pitch into Cesar, and he slays it. It's up the third baseline, but this time all. That's one of the first times that Prieto has actually been able to put the bunt around and not have stay fair. He's usually been so strong on it, as that fastball was a little bit up and away, made it to Prieto to get the bat on it properly. Normally been so good on those first pitch attempts. It really started to fluff during the Bay Sox last stand. He did pick up one the other, however, part of the 15-5 win. It was in quite some time. Now the 0-1, Prieto watches it bounce in. A ball. But again, I feel as if opposing teams would scout Prieto properly, especially for the attempts, they wouldn't run into the falls that they always do after the first try. The 1-1 misses outside. It's two balls and one strike because Prieto attempts a bunt after the first pitch appearance. But third base will still be in on the baseline, and the pitcher will still pitch him way too low to try and get any ball. As the 2-1 is popped up to the left side field, shortstop Gage Workman is the one to make the call. He nearly collides, but Workman makes the catch, and they went away. Little thought-off piece on an inside fastball. Prieto is down. Here's Cody Robert. Robert's hitting 260, a 751 OPS in 71. 15 doubles, no triples, 748 runs batted in. Righty with Madden, and the first pitch home is called a strike. High fastball, and it's nothing in one to start. And Madden did here in a game following his selection. 0-1 pitch. Just misses inside. Change up there. Run at one on Roberts, and that was mostly because of 110-plus innings he owned with Texas. Head to the 2021. The 1-1 here is swung on and missed inside. Maybe a little piece, but the count goes to ball and two strikes now. And that's pretty reasonable. Even these days, he too many minor league pitchers throwing past 10 innings. Garrett Stallings is the only Bowie pitcher that's even eclipsed 100. Here, half swing, and misses inside. Hit off the glove of the... And the count moves to two balls, two strikes. Scoreless game here in the top. The 2-2 pitch on its way to Rob. And it's a slider. Misses outside as Rock's held off. Run at full. Madden on full counts this year. 21 innings with Erie. As opponents 0 for 10. 7-4 walks. The 3-2 here, and Aurora pops it up. Out towards center. Meadows didn't see it at first, but he had plenty of time to find it. He'll move to his right about 5 feet. And he makes. There's two away. At the very least, Bowie is running into a good pitcher, so you've got to pay some of this. At the very least, After striking out in the first, Bowie has at least made that work a little bit again here in the second, making contact. As Toby Welk will step in now, the number center. First pitch home, and Welk watch ball miss inside, and it's 1-0 to start. 252 average for Welk, a 735 OPS in 29 games. 7 doubles, no triples, 4 home runs, 17 runs batted in. Play him a bit on the pull side, the 1-0 sliced foul to the right side, and it's a ball now. Only one base runner so far as we see top of the second inning. No one has made score position as the 1-1 pitch is on the infield. Directly above the mound, now backing out to the shortstop. It's Gage Workman. He makes the catch. Two pop-outs to short in a perfect tie Madden. We're off and running here at UPMC Park, but Madden in two pitches. As we go to the bottom of the second, we're scoreless. You're listening to baseball.
Get the best deal at Georgia Stadium with weekly perks all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the fist with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend, Wolf Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drinks with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at esox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing organic-based lawn care programs controlling commercial lawns. Our lawn programs provide ballpark quality results. Services custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, safely and effectively control and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On Incorporated. Go to oninc.com.
Sky Shooter Blaze by ZY Pyrotex will be lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter just include traditional shows, true musicals, custom choreographed, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling 70-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second, Erie, a scoreless game so far. Still only one base runner. As Stallings will look for another perfect frame. Need 11 pitches in the first with a flyout and a foul pop-out. It'll be 4-5 and 6 set to bat for Erie, starting with Quincy Naporti. 271 average and an 880 OPS for Naporti in 108 season. First pitch to the right-hander is just inside. Change up from misses, and it's 1-0 to start. 10, two triples for Naporti. He's tied for the lead with 28 home runs. He leads the league with 80 runs batted in. As the 1-0 pitch is checked on. A little fluid half swing and a breaking ball down. They ask for an appeal, but it was a pretty clear ball. That count goes to 2-0. Next pitch in from Stallings. And a high fastball misses. Couldn't chase, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. Now, that high foul, normally a good idea, but I don't think necessarily on a 2-0 pitch, especially a hitter's count. Was popped up foul right side, potentially for Dadlock, but he just runs out of room. I think it might have been out of his reach, just over the netting. It bounced, I think, in the second row. It would have been if he was less on the full side to the right-handed hitter. Maybe he could have gotten there and given it a look, but it still would have been close. Either one goes to 3-1. Naporti did have the height, though. Happens here on the hitter's count. Pitch in from Stallings. Called a strike. Went with a high fastball. Naporti laid off. First full count for today. Opponents hitting 200 against him. 20 strikeouts, 15 walks. The 3-2. And Naporti toward deep left center field. Haskin running back. He looks up. And there it goes. Solo home run for Quincy Naporti. 29th of the season. Garrett Stallings has tied the single season franchise record for home runs allowed. It's his 26th. Erie leads 1-0. Stall not allowed too many home runs on full count there. But after working it full, fall 3 balls and no strikes. After he got second high fastball for a call, he should have really left it at that. Fed him something to hit. But that's what happened. First pitch to Dane Myers, strike in the top half of the zone. It's 0-1. Here's the next. Swing and a miss. Fastball, it's 0-2. 26 home runs for Garrett Stallings. Ties Josh Towers in the 1999 record for most home runs allowed in a single season. The 0-2 is back. Charging and gloving. Lopes are nice, but he fires an on-target throw to first. Sixth run is the first out of the second inning. If you're going to give up a home run to one, it's fine that it's Naporta. It doesn't help, as Bowie trails nothing, but if someone's going to beat you, it's going to be a veteran infielder that's already playing well above his age in this league. Remember, Naporta, 8. First pitch to Dylan Dingler. It is called for side edge. It's nothing and one. Naporta brought along to this team after multiple years in the Indy Balls, former Phillies prospect, the 0-1 to Dingler. Line drive to center field. Haskin has on it at first, but he actually didn't have to go anywhere. He backs up maybe about steps. Eight, and there's two away. And now here's Daniel Cabrera. And I was looking just over a quick roster for Bowie. They don't have anything that's that old. I believe Hector Perez is the oldest roster, as the first pitch to Daniel Cabrera is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing. And Perez is only 26. Here's the 0-1 to Cabrera. Late swing, and it's lifted out to the left toward foul ground. Welk is running, but it looks like he's going to run out of room into the Seawolves bullpen. So no balls and two strikes. Hitting 203, 598 OPP, 4 games. 12 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, 20 batted in. It's Bowie trailing here in the bottom of the second inning. Stalled quite some time. Finally, the 0-2 pit. That one bounces in, nearly hit the batter. It kicked up some chalk in the batter's box for De Cabrera. So I'd run a ball and two strikes now. Bounced over the mound. Going to be a tough play at second for Prieto. He gloved, fires from the baseline to first. A couple of ground outs in the lineup beginning, but now before Erie takes the lead, Garrett Stallings allows his 27th. As we go to the third, Bowie Trail, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memory from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore at the Tackle Box Team Store. Hats, autographed bats, and ball, great prices. Located right at the gate at Prince George's Stadium and on at BaySoxShop.com, the box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium at Bay Sox Shop.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, put devices, scanning, and workflow, to doc security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImage.com. DCA Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush regions of Colombia and Brazil oil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest in the world. Because Royal Farms Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and one magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Still only one home left to play this season as the Bowie Bay Sox head home on September 6th for a six-game tilt with them. It features the last fireworks show on Saturday, September 10th, so be your tickets at BaySox.com. That'll be a 5 first pitch. As we move to the third, 8-9-1 set to bat for Bowie with Zach Watson leading off, Andrew Dashbach and Daryl Hernandez to follow while Ty Madden continues to work. First pitch home to Watson, and he checks his on a fastball called for strike and a lower inside, so nothing in one. Watson a 1's average and a 530 OPS and 80 G's, and as the 0-1 pitch is swung and missed down and inside and off speed, and it's nothing in two. Madden hasn't allowed a hit just yet. Two out walk by Hudson Hatton in the first inning was Bowie's only base. As the 0-2 pitch Watson, and it's swung on and missed. Fastball, and Watson's down on three pitches. Fourth strikeout from Madden, and now on to Andrew Dashbach. 29 average for Dashbach, a 667 OPS and 88. 10 doubles, no triples, 12. 40 runs batted in as they play him very deep on the infield. First pitch home, and the righty watches a called strike count. At edge. Open the count up at nothing and one. Well, Madden, of course, high volumes and strikes. 25 punch outs and 21 innings enter this game. The 0-1 pitch is gone and missed. Down and inside, it's 2. The message for Bowie. pretty much after the end of that tough series loss to Akron coming up a month ago, was that things get easier. And isolated, that's the same for this weekend. Is the 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed high for strike three. 6 pitches at him. He's up to 5 on the day. 5 of the first 9 batters he struck out. Back up top to Daryl Hernandez, who struck out on back in the first. Yeah, this series does not get easier. That's why he had a tough loss. First pitch, and a ball bounced to short. Scooped up, sent to first, and it beats out Hernandez. Bowie without a hit through 3 and 1 base runner. Bottom of the third coming up. They trail 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. Importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate lighting, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that work. Please visit steamfitters602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Pest Now is proud to partner with Bay Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial needs, call Pest Now. For general control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Day, and it's the best happy hour around every day from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's all great time at the ballpark, so get your ticket at baysox.com.
Bottom of the way here at UPMC Park in Erie, the Bay Sox are having a time offensively so far. They've only collected one base runner on a walk or extra times. Garrett Stallings, he threw just one bad pitch so far today, and that's been the difference. As Bowie, nothing, first pitch to Trey Cruz is lined to right for a base hit. Make it 2 bad Stallings as Cruz collects his third hit here in Double A. He's 3-for-9 now in his 4th overall game, and now just off will bat. Ross off a 216 average this season, a 533 OPS in 20 games. 1 double, no triples. Home run yet, only 1 run batted in. He's got a good eye at the plate, though. Fine strikeout to walk ratio. And he just had much time to actually show himself in first pitch. Misses down, and it's a 1 ball and no strikes. Ross off was the pre-catcher for the first half of 2021. But then when Dylan Dingler promoted, he was pretty much relegated and had to bounce around the system for a couple of weeks that year, the 1-0. Called knees, fastball, sets it to a ball and a strike. And since Dylan Dingler has been the pitcher all season here with Erie, Soff has had to resume that same role. He hasn't been with the club all year. He's gone to different levels if they need catching help. The 1-1 pitch, and Rossoff popped up. Foul ground, left signing on it, Welk, and he stops on the warning track, makes the catch. Jump inside the Seawolves' bull. Rossoff fouls out. Deep enough to let Welk to at least give it a good run, and hey. So today, contact kind of day, it seems, for Stallings' email. First 9 batters, he hasn't struck anyone out, hasn't walked anyone. First pitch to Andrew Navagato is popped on the infield to the right side. Dashbach runs down, straddles the line, and makes the catch in fair. He came down about, I'd say, 40 feet, and there's 2 away. Again, all 8 outs recorded by have been in play. And now here's Gage Workman. Center flew out to left field the first. Here's a pickoff throw. Doesn't get anything. Well, let's keep Cruz honest. He stole a base in his late debut. Back on Tuesday. See what he's here as Bowie trails 1-0 in the third. First pitch to Workman. Fastball to strike on the inside edge. It's nothing. Well, yesterday's game was a bit of a slog, considering how starting pitchers had to labor through the opening few frames. Next offering from the top half of the zone. It's nothing and two. Here's the next. Half so. They'll appeal to the base. Did. Workman strikes out swinging a high fastball. That gripes from the fans, but it really looked like he was more surprised that the home plate umpire didn't ring him up. First strikeout for Garrett Stallings. He strangled at first, and we're on to the fourth already. Bowie trails 1-0 listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Basers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out for... Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from others' compensation insurance companies. Ours' team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and all to get your employee back to work, and costs, and keep premiums down. It's teamwork. To learn more, connect with you or visit Chesapeake Employers at IWC.com.
The best way to take in a base sign is with a group outing at Prince George Field. Everything from entertaining client parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and deck around the ballpark. Your group can eat and have an unforgettable time. Find out and schedule your group outing by calling 3464-488 or going to baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team providing professional or based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care provide ballpark quality results. Each is custom tailored with guaranteed results for the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control service. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Don't forget, care's around the patient first. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. every day of the year. No appointments needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. Already on to the fourth inning here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Corby will lead off. Ty Madden to work. He has not allowed a base hit yet. First pitch home. He watches down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Norby struck out swing back in the first inning. Madden struck out three. He struck out five total. After Norby, Hudson Haskin, and Kobe Mayo, that next pitch, and Norby lines it up. The first base hit of the day for Bowie as it runs toward the gap, but it's cut off by the center field. Meadows keeps Norby from a hit into an extra base hit, but he leads off single as that early little look it is over. Bowie has the off runner aboard, lead off batter aboard. They can do something with that as he represents the run. Here's Hudson Haskin. He's the only other Bowie base runner today after drawing a walk on a 3-1 pitch back in the first inning with two outs. And that was some street discipline for Haskin, something that you're to see this late of the season against a strong pitcher. Norby takes first pitches, bounce back to Madden. He throws second for one, back to first for a time. You're kidding me right now. In run was nearly perfect, and Madden a 1-4-3. Bowie could not catch a break in opportunities yesterday, and it looks like they'll debut into today, especially when Erie had so many defensive moves over the first two, pretty much three games of this series. They did three errors last night, and Bowie didn't any of them. As the first to Kobe Mayo misses down and inside, count starts out at 1-0. That's not a morale killer for the Bay Sox. No, it's still only a one-run game. Next pitch over toward third, scooped on the run with a stretched arm by Trey Cruz. He fires to first, is over. Bowie gets a single, but in the end, it is still just a five-pitch inning. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Bowie nothing, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hens, do you know your mud hens from your trash? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official for Minor League Baseball, and compete tickets and game day experiences. Run made for masters of ballpark trivia. Easy on any mobile device. Just go to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return each open round to vie for more prizes, and the grand prize to attend championship week in Las Vegas this October. It's been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Sky Shooter Displays, ZY Pyrotechnics, will be lighting up sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for Sky Shooter Displays, including traditional shows, true pyromusicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly lit, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 0-328-1381 or visit us online, zyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Emmons, we provide a tenured team of office professionals ready to be your trustmasters. From document creation, output, scanning, and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA Emmons 301-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. Imaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Coming up, Garrett Stallings has not really granted much time to rest on the bench this as Bowie trails 1-0. Stallings deals with 3-4 and 5 in the Erie lineup. First pitch to Parker Meadows, and the lefty belts it out toward deep left field. Welk's running back. He looks up at the arena, and there it goes. Off the top of the wall, it's picked up by Hudson Haskin. Fired to third, but it's way high. It's a leadoff triple for Parker Meadows. I honestly think that one was gone. But it's a runner at third. Sixth triple of the season for Meadows. I don't think Erie's going to complain too much about that. Would have been gone at Prince George's Stadium, I can tell you that much. And Quincy Naporti will bat now. Naporti homered back in the second inning. So far the only run and the biggest run of this game, as Bowie has not been able to do much of anything this evening offensively. Infield will play in with runner at third and no one out. First pitch, and Naporti watches fastball for a called strike. Surprised he didn't go after it. Stallings definitely needs to bounce back, and Naporti probably could have realized that quickly, but decided to lay off. Homered on a full count he did back in the second inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Naporti swings and misses on a low and inside breaking ball. It's no balls and two strikes. After securing that first high fastball, now that it's nothing at two especially, Stallings just really can't go with the fastball for the rest of the plate appearance, I would imagine. As time is called, Naporti asked for a brief moment. Stallings was trying to get into the rhythm. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth against Stallings. He's just not had time to rest on the bench. Ty Madden has been working too fast. The 0-2. Down and inside, a ball and two strikes. Madden used 7 pitches. In a perfect third inning, he used 5 pitches in the fourth. Bowie got a single to open the frame. But then on the very first pitch, Hudson Haskin hit into a double play. Here's the 1-2. Naporti fouls off the high fastball. Gets back to the screen and the count stays. Again, it's risky to be playing with those high fastballs right now after serving that one up on a full count to Naporti back in the second inning. If you want to go high, you've really got to go high. It's got to be around the chin. Here's the 1-2. Curveball lifted out, a soft fly out toward right field. And a sliding grab by Zach Watson. He made the catch. The runner tags and scores. Sacrifice fly for Naporti, though. Great play by Watson, but it's 2-0 Erie. So Naporti's done all the damage for the Seawolves today. And again, at the rate that the Bay Sox are playing offensively over the last two nights, this two-run lead might be too much. Though he couldn't overcome a two-run deficit last night. As Dane Meyer steps in. Base is empty, now one away. First pitch into Myers, and a fastball gets called for a strike on the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. I was speaking a little bit earlier that the message for Bowie is isolated down to this exact series, as the 0-1 pitch is fouled off back to the screen, nothing and two. How after that series loss to Akron, the road doesn't get easier for Bowie. This series does not get easier, despite the two big wins that the Bay Sox have had. The 0-2 pitch to Myers misses outside. It's a ball and two strikes, because they're already running into the wood chipper with Ty Madden right now, who's allowed one measly base hit and faced one over the minimum, as the next pitch to Myers misses inside, two balls and two strikes. And then over the next 2 days, they face Wilmer Flores, who has a 2.51 ERA, Chance Kirby, who leads the league with a 2.52 ERA. Here's a grounded to short, backhanded deep in the hole by Hernandez, throws to first, it's high. It'll be an error. No, they're ruling that a hit. I'm not sure I agree. But Myers extends his hit streak to 12 consecutive games. And Bowie has to run up against two strong pitchers on Saturday and Sunday as Erie has switched to a six-man rotation for the remainder of the season. And again, considering they missed their opportunities yesterday, they might not get it that good again. As Dylan Dingler steps in, first pitch home. And Dingler watches a called strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. As recall, Bowie stranded six runners on base yesterday. They stranded two different runners at third base. They had two additional runners, make that three additional runners, stranded at second base. As a pickoff throw, goes to first and just misses. We wait on the 0-1 pitch here to Dingler. So four of the six runners left on base were in scoring position for Bowie in their loss last night, while they out-hit Erie 6-3. Next pitch, Dingler swings and misses on a fastball away, and it's no balls and two strikes. Not to mention Bowie had a tying run thrown out at home plate in the seventh inning. After Toby Welk reached on an error to open the frame, two pop-outs. Andrew Dashbach doubled the right field, but Toby Welk was thrown out. Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Slider on the outside edge, Stallings collects his second strikeout. And there's two away here in the bottom of the fourth. As Daniel Cabrera steps in. Grounded out to second base back in the second inning. Runner at first, two away here in the bottom of the fourth. Erie already ahead, 2-0. As the first pitch home, as the runner takes off, is a fastball for called strike. Throw to second is not in time. Hernandez wasn't able to get the tag there. The throw was a little bit to the left on the third base side. Myers swipes his 18th bag. So nothing and one to start on Cabrera. Now a runner works in scoring position. And now Stallings is going with a bit of an interesting stretch here with that runner at second. He goes into a very heavy squat, the 0-1, swing and a miss. Curveball away, it's nothing and two. I haven't seen this that much from Stallings this year. Yeah, he'll bend those knees hard and tilt the waist down to where his chest is only about a foot or less from his knees. He uprights and fires the 0-2. It bounces in. Down and away curveball, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. So Bowie's still only one base hit over these first four innings. Have not gotten a runner into scoring position yet. They've struck out five times. Meanwhile, Stallings has only struck out two batters over the 15 he's faced. He's given up two very hard hit balls. Both of them have led to runs. The 1-2 pitch here to Cabrera bounces in again, kept in front by Roberts, and it's 2-2. Home run by Quincy Naporti back in the second inning. 26th of the season allowed by Stallings to tie a franchise record. And Parker Meadows opened this inning with a triple off of the wall in left field. It would have been a home run at the old configuration of this park. They raised the home run line in left field just ahead of this season. Here's the 2-2. Cabrera lines it up the middle, a base hit. This could score the run. Haskin charges in center. Here comes the wheel. The throw home. Looks to be on time, but it's up the line. And he's safe. RBI single for Cabrera. 3-0 Erie. Haskin had it on time, but he threw it more to the first base side, and that's what ruined the chance. Cabrera picks up his 28th RBI of the year. Two-run inning for Erie. That's where that stolen base comes into play, too. Bowie has been the best team in the Eastern League this season at limiting the running game. But it seems to be that almost every time that they run into one small issue with just one good runner, that runner finds their way home somehow. Here's Trey Cruz. First pitch. And he bounces it up the middle. Picked it short by Hernandez. Deep in the hole, he throws to first in time to end the inning. Two runs across for Erie. A leadoff triple and a sac fly. Two-out RBI single, and it's 3-0 as we move to the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
At the rate that this game is going, the way that the Bowie offense has been looking over the past 2 days, well, they trail 3-0. That might be, might as well be 30-0. Cesar Prieto will lead off. Cody Roberts and Toby Welk to follow. Ty Madden is back to work. He's thrown exactly 12 pitches over his last two innings. Face the minimum. First pitch into Prieto, and it's up and away a fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. Seemed to be that Madden was at least prepared on what to offer the first pitch with Prieto and his proclivity to bunt. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Prieto watches inside for a called strike. It's 1-1. Prieto popped out to short back in the second inning. Bowie only has one base hit today, two base runners. Connor Roby led off the fourth with a single. Very next pitch, he was taken out on a double play. The 1-1 is fouled off back to the screen, and it's a ball and two strikes. Bowie has not gotten a runner to scoring position today. As they trail 3-0, they flick the lights on here at UPMC Park, but still some sunlight to be found on the right side of the field. The 1-2 pitch to Prieto is lined foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays. So this next pitch will be the fifth for Ty Madden. That's the exact number of pitches he threw in the fourth inning to retire all three batters. Here's the 1-2, and Prieto watches up and away, two balls and two strikes. This is the first two-ball count for Ty Madden since the second inning, too, when Cody Roberts flew out on a full count. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Change up well up and away, and Prieto goes down swinging. Sixth strikeout overall for Madden. One away to start the fifth. This is what's going to be daunting for Bowie when it comes to the potential of even thinking about a postseason run. Because while Richmond does have a tough record this half, first pitch to Cody Roberts misses high, it's 1-0. They do still have good pitchers. Kaiwei Tang among them, who is second in the Eastern League in strikeouts, leads the Giants organization, the 1-0 pitch. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes. They've got that Harrison as well, who's very good. And then after that, if Bowie wants to think about potentially making a run at a championship, they will run into fabulous pitchers in the championship, the 2-0. It's called a strike on the top half of the zone. It's 2-1. Bowie has not found really any answer this season against many of the Somerset pitching staff. The 2-1, Roberts fouls it off to the screen, 2-2. Of the 12 games that Bowie and Somerset played this year, the Bay Sox only won 5 of them. Missed out on plenty of opportunities to win games in that series as well. There was a 1-0 loss in their first meeting of the year. There was a walk-off loss in which Bowie had a 2-run lead in the bottom of the 9th inning. The 2-2 to Roberts bounces in, and it's full. Base is empty, one away here in the top of the 5th inning as Bowie trails 3-0, but the Bay Sox have not had any answer for Ty Madden this evening. Here's the 3-2, and Roberts swings and misses. Fastball up and away, 7th strikeout for Madden. Now here's Welk with two outs and no one on. And the compounding problem is, especially with the way that Bowie and their games have gone this season, as the first pitch to Welk is called a strike on the outside edge, it's nothing and one, is that if Bowie runs into a good starter and they have a tough time against the starter, well, that's usually been it. Because Bowie has not been a good team against bullpen arms this year. The 0-1 is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and two. That's why Bowie has the fewest runs in the league in the ninth inning. That's why they have so few come-from-behind wins. They just don't do well against bullpens. The 0-2. Welk watches fastball miss well up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Bowie trails 3-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Still only one base hit for the Bay Sox. As the 1-2. This is high again, two balls and two strikes. At least they're making time add in work a little bit here in the fifth inning as he fired 12 total pitches between the third and the fourth. He's up to 15 here in the fifth. The 2-2 to Welk. Just misses outside. Fastball really looked like it could have gone. Welk might have gotten away with one there. Back-to-back full counts here in the fifth. Welk seeing if he can do something with the bases empty. 3-2. Popped up. Foul ground right side, and this one should get out of play, and it does. So the count stays full. But again, Bowie trailing 3-0 after being unable to even overcome a 3-2 deficit last night. Another payoff to Welk, and another foul. Got it on the top half of the zone. Count stays. Well, it's that time of the evening where a small strip of sunlight just splashes across the pitcher's mound and really nowhere else in the ballpark as Madden fires the 3-2 when it's swung on and missed. Ty Madden strikes out the side in the fifth. Halfway home at UPMC Park, Bowie trails 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Thank you so much for stopping by this evening as we've been cruising along here at UPMC Park in Erie. Matt Sabatis with you from the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, it's not as good of a day as you might have hoped with a fast run like this as Bowie trails 3-0. First pitch to John Rossoff misses down and inside. It's 1-0. Garrett Stallings has allowed 3 runs in 4 innings so far, including 2 well-struck balls. The 1-0 is bounced over toward third. Scooped in the run by a shifted Kobe Mayo. He charges a low throw to first. But it gets there. A little dicey, but in time, 5-3 put out. Back to the top of the lineup for Andrew Navagato. Really, two key swings have what's made this a rough day for Garrett Stallings. Quincy Naporti's solo home run in the second inning. It's the 26th that Stallings had allowed this year, tying a franchise record. Gave Erie the lead. And then a leadoff triple on the first pitch of the fourth inning by Parker Meadows. Set the table for that inning. First pitch into Navagato here, misses down and inside, and it's 1-0. Stallings has allowed 5 total base hits as the 1-0 pitch is bounced off of home plate, but foul. It rolls out toward the mound. Cody Roberts was ready to pounce on it, but it's a ball and a strike now. But again, at the rate that Ty Madden has been pitching, at least Stallings got a little bit of time to breathe in the fifth inning. Madden threw 7 pitches in the third and 5 pitches in the fourth, but he needed 20 pitches in the fifth. As the 1-1 here is swung on and missed, curveball down, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Madden did strike out the side in the fifth, however, so while Stallings did get time to breathe, it was still perhaps a demoralizing inning for the Bowie offense, who's already struck out 8 times today in just the first 16 batters. The 1-2, grounded over towards short. Hernandez runs in on it, gloves and fires to first. Gets in that time, and it's 2 away. Surprisingly, actually, just the first inning since the first, that Stallings has retired the first 2 batters. He had a perfect frame there. So now here's the switch hitter Workman. An 0-for-2 day with a strikeout back in the third. Even despite the 3 runs allowed, Stallings is on a very efficient run to potentially go very deep in this game. First pitch to Workman is swung on and missed, down and inside. It's nothing and one. Stallings might finish out the fifth in under 60 pitches. He'd have to get Workman out quickly, but it's possible. The 0-1 here is lined out toward left center, a base hit, splits the gap. That's at least the double for Workman, but it's some deep alleys here. Let's see if he's thinking about 3. He is. Here comes the throw. It's late. Second triple of the game for Erie. Workman's 8th of the season. And now here's Meadows, who had the other triple. Yeah, the contact for Garrett Stallings has not been the best today. Some of the strikeout numbers he put up in his month of July that earned him awards in the Orioles minor league system have kind of evaporated since August came around. First pitch to Meadows. This is outside. It's 1-0 to start. In July, Stallings struck out 31 batters in 24 and two-thirds. I mean, heck, even in June, he was striking out batters, but he was giving up contact. Right now, he's just not striking out batters. Next pitch is fouled off. It's off of home plate, and it's a ball and a strike. In August, Stallings only struck out 21 batters in 17 innings, and as he's got 2 outs here in the fifth, he only has 2 strikeouts. Bowie trails 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Runner at third, 2 away, the 1-1. This is just down and away. It's 2 balls and a strike on Meadows, who's 1-for-2 overall. He tripled off of the wall in left field on the first pitch of the fourth inning. Here's the 2-1. Called a strike on the outside edge. Maybe a bit of a generous give, but it runs the count even at 2. Stallings has not struck out 5 batters in a start. And coming up on a month, August 10th was the last time he did it. It was 6 innings of 1-run ball against Akron, a game that Bowie ended up losing. Next pitch is popped up. Shallow left, Welk running down. The shortstop, Daryl Hernandez, runs out and makes the catch over the shoulder. Risky play to end the inning. Hernandez really needed to make that happen, and he did. 2-out triple, left stranded at third. Stallings is still working very efficiently on 67 pitches through 5. Sixth inning coming up, though. Bowie trails 3-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Only one fireworks show left in 2022. It's Saturday, September 10th, when the Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town. First pitch is at 6:35. Hope to see you there.
partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
On to the sixth inning at UPMC Park, Bowie needs something on offense. As they trail 3-0, Ty Madden has allowed just one base hit, two base runners over his five scoreless while striking out 8. 8-9-1 to bat, first pitch to Zach Watson is a fastball that misses up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Something at least that Bowie has going for them a little bit on this second trip through the order is that there is a ton more first pitch balls from Ty Madden. The 1-0 to Watson is swung on and missed down and away, and it's 1-1. First pitch ball to four of the last five batters for Madden and five of the eight that he's faced in his second trip through the order. The 1-1 pitch, Watson holds back on a slider outside. It's 2-1. Watson struck out swinging on three pitches back in the third. Madden was two-thirds of the way through an immaculate inning before Daryl Hernandez grounded out. The 2-1 misses high, and it's 3-1 on Watson. But the starting pitchers have been very efficient through these five innings. Madden needed 64 pitches. Garrett Stallings only 67. The 3-1 pitch, and Watson hacks at it. High fastball, and he fouls it off. Madden has been seeing a couple of more full counts, though. This is already his third consecutive full count. His efficiency came from lightning-fast third and fourth innings. The 3-2 pitch is lofted out toward left field. A little bloop finds its way down for a fair ball. Watson is going to try for two. It's dug out of the corner by the left fielder and thrown to second late. Myers did get a good track on it as he had to try and receive that bloop, but it's a double for Zach Watson, his ninth of the season. The Bay Sox have their first runner into scoring position today as Watson leads off the sixth, but they need to do more than that, but we had their chances with a tying run on base in the fourth inning, but Connor Norby was taken out on a double play on the very next pitch. Tying run doesn't work now until we get to Daryl Hernandez, who's on deck. Andrew Dashbach digs in here with runner at second. First pitch home, and Dashbach watches a called strike. Off-speed pitch on the outside edge, it's nothing in one. Dashbach struck out swinging back in the third inning. Sun's mostly gotten down behind the buildings in downtown Erie at this point. We've got shade covering the playing surface as the 0-1 pitch is down and inside. Good hold off from Dashbach and a flinch in, and it's a ball and a strike now. As Bowie trails 3-0, you're in the top of the sixth inning. Only their second base hit of the night gets Zach Watson to second base. 1-1 pitch, and Dashbach watches a high fastball. He has not pulled the bat off of that back shoulder just yet. Count moves to 2-1. Madden sets out of the stretch and fires the next. Dashbach pops it up. Sliced out to the right side. This one will get out of play on a foul. It's off of the picnic patio here at UPMC Park, and the count moves even at 2. And again, Bowie needs to get the job done. They had multiple opportunities yesterday of the six runners they left on base. Four of them were in scoring position, and they don't want to miss out on their first chance with a runner at scoring position all night. Here's the 2-2. Dashbach watches low, just under the knees. It's 3-2. Well, the strike zone yesterday probably would have called that a strike. But that's now four consecutive full counts from Ty Madden. The payoff pitch, and Dashbach floats it into center field for a base hit. It's the first base hit for Andrew Dashbach all season on a full count. One of the most peculiar stats all year, and it finally sees a conclusion. As Watson moves to third base, he was holding up for a second just in case that ball found its way into a mitt. But there's runners at the corners now with no one out here in the sixth inning. It sounds weird for me to be celebrating a routine base hit like this, but for Andrew Dashbach to hit a ball on a full count was the most improbable outcome of the season. And that's not even a joke.
Dashbach had run 70 plate appearances full. 70, 7-0. That was the 71st, and that was his first base hit all season on full counts. When I first caught that, probably back, I'm not necessarily sure when, June, I thought it would change soon, but no, it took until September. So as we've got a quick mound visit, Zach Watson is actually having a quick conversation with the athletic trainer. I think when he tried to hold up from his secondary lead following that contact from Dashbach, he might have tweaked something, flinched a little bit, grimaced, but it looks like he's not going to get attended to too much. We're just going to have that quick mound visit and wrap it up. And now here's Taylor Hernández representing a potential tying run with first and third, no one out, here in the top of the sixth. Bowie trails 3-0. First pitch home, and Hernández holds back. Inside fastball misses, and it's 1-0 to start. 0-2 day for Hernández. Here's the next, swing and a miss, curveball down and inside, and it's 1-1. Hernández is 0-3 with runners in scoring position here in his young AA career. Still only 2-17 so far. Now the 1-1. Lifted on a fly out toward right field. Might be deep enough to score the run. Cabrera runs down. He makes the catch. Charges the throw as Watson tags. The throw gets in, but it bounces. Watson slides home to score. Bowie is on the board. They trail 3-1. Sacrifice fly for Hernández. It's his second RBI here in AA. First out of the inning. Still a tying run available here with Connor Norby. Norby a 1-for-2 day. He had Bowie's first base hit in the fourth inning. And until this inning came across, it was the only base hit. First pitch, high fastball misses, and it's 1-0. Madden has been having a couple of lengthy frames now. After 7 pitches in the third and 5 pitches in the fourth, he needed 20 pitches in the fifth. And he's already up to 16 pitches here in the sixth with only one out, the 1-0 pitch. And Norby takes a half swing on a breaking ball down. First base umpire is the one to ring him up on it. Again, I feel like the home plate umpire could have called him on that because it really looked like he went around. But the count goes even at a ball and a strike now. As Madden holds set out of the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. Norby watches off speed, called for strike. On the outside edge, and he instantly shakes his head. He thought that curveball was too far outside. The home plate umpire even hesitated before making the call. Runner at first, one away. The 1-2 pitch, and Norby takes a late hack at a high fastball to foul it off to the right side. Count stays. It's the biggest chance of the game for Bowie. If someone's going to get it done, Connor Norby would be the one. You just really hope it comes to fruition. The 1-2. Norby watches just down. Fastball missed. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, that looked like it could have been a strike based on the way the zone was called yesterday. And that's why they rotate the umpires. Quick pitch for the 2-2, and Norby swings and misses. Tried to hold off on a low changeup as Madden quickened the timing, and he got it to work for him. That's his 9th strikeout. 2 away here in the top of the 6th as Hudson Haskin will bat. Haskin wrapped up one of his best months of the season. Not even one up, his best month of the season. Haskin finished August with a 300 average and a 929 OPS. Drove in 18, homered 3 times. He's 0-for-1 today. First pitch here. It's called a strike on the inside edge. Nothing in one to start. Haskin walked on a 3-1 count back in the first inning. And after Connor Norby singled in the fourth, Haskin immediately hit into a double play as the 0-1 pitch is fouled off to the right side already, nothing in two. Again, Bowie has not been a big team this season when it comes to attacking opposing bullpens and coming from behind deficits late, which is why I say this is perhaps the most important time for the Bay Sox to try and at least get one more across. The 0-2, Haskin watches fastball well high. That one was probably above the forehead. It's a ball and two strikes now. It obviously would not be the end of the road for Bowie if they don't get anything else here. They've already gotten a run across, which is good, but if they only get the one, that hurts. The 1-2, and Haskin swings and misses. 10 strikeouts for Ty Madden. Bowie gets a run across thanks to two early hits, but that's it. Bottom of the sixth coming up. They trail 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the sixth here in Erie as the Bay Sox get one on the board, but they still trail by two. Garrett Stallings is back to work on 67 pitches through five innings. He'll face 4, 5, and 6 with Quincy Naporti to bat. Naporti has driven in two of the three Erie runs. The first pitch to him here is a line drive to deep right field. Watson's running back against the corner. He makes the catch. Mid-stride, pulling it up just against the shoulder. Didn't fully stretch out, but he was able to pull it down from the right-hander going the opposite way. Naporti doesn't even do that too often. Well-struck ball. But fortunately, one pitch and one out here to start the sixth inning. Now Dane Myers to bat, who had a single in the fourth. He scored Erie's third run. Well, Myers stole second base in that fourth inning, and that was critical. Put him in scoring position to come home on a weak single by Daniel Cabrera. If it weren't for that, he would have been left. First pitch to him is called a strike. It's nothing and one to start. As Stallings delivers the next, and it's popped up. On the infield, right side, second baseman Prieto makes the call, camps, and the catch. Quickly two away. At the rate that Stallings is moving, he could find himself as the first pitcher to even enter the seventh inning for the Bay Sox this season. As he's just reached 70 pitches, his career high came just 2 weeks ago, 94 against Somerset. Here's Dylan Dingler. First pitch into the right-hander is a breaking ball. Called a strike inside. Oh, goodness. That one looked like it was definitely a bit narrow to Dingler, but hey, it's a strike for Stallings. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss. Pitch under the knees, and it's nothing and two. Base is empty, two away here in the bottom of the sixth. Bowie trailing 3-1. It's just been a contact kind of day for Stallings. It's helped him move quickly, but it's also burned him. As the 0-2 pitch misses down and away and skips by the catcher. Moves to a ball and two strikes now. Last time Stallings threw fewer than 80 pitches in a start in a start, to be specific, was actually against Erie. Next pitch is lifted out to deep right field. Watson's running back at the warning track. He makes the catch. Dingler gave it a charge, but not enough. A perfect sixth inning for Stallings, as he's at just 74 pitches through six frames. That was a seven-pitch inning. Seventh inning coming up, Bowie Trails 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Don't forget about the upcoming Adley Rutschman bobblehead giveaway at Prince George's Stadium. It's part of the Friday football kickoff event. Friday, September 9th, when the Bay Sox host Richmond. It's an Adley Rutschman football bobblehead. Because if you recall, Adley in his freshman year, back when he was up in that Pacific Northwest, he was a college kicker. So they've got a nice bobblehead to celebrate that little piece of history. As you can get your tickets at baysox.com, we're on to the seventh inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. Bowie needs to get the offense going. They had a little bit of a semblance of it in the sixth, but stranded a runner at first, got a run across, and used enough offense to knock Ty Madden out of the game. He's done after six innings, and Gerson Moreno takes over. First pitch in from Moreno to Kobe Mayo, misses up and in. Breaking ball starts the count out at 1-0. Ty Madden finishes the day in line for a win, a quality start. Six innings, three hits, one run it was earned. He struck out 10 batters. That's a new high for him in Double-A. It's a new season high for him, as a matter of fact. A career high since it's his first season. Next pitch to Mayo is called for strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Madden allowed just one run with one walk. We had a bigger opportunity in the sixth with two base hits to open the frame, but could only get one out of it. Here's a line drive to left field for Mayo, but it slices foul. It's off of the netting ahead of the Seawolves bullpen, and it's a ball and two strikes now. After Mayo, Cesar Prieto and Cody Roberts will bat as Moreno takes over. 6 foot, 218-pound, 26-year-old right-hander from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. Moreno is in his second stint with the Tigers organization. He was signed as a minor league free agent in 2020. The 1-2 pitch misses outside. Draws some frustrated calls, and it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. And Moreno had been with the organization for quite some time. Surgeries and an injury had him released at one point, and he re-signed in 2020. The 2-2 pitch here, and Mayo pops it foul out of play. Count stays. Gerson Moreno has 42 appearances on the year. That's tied for the most out of the bullpen from Erie this year. A 2-2 record, a 3.21 ERA, 47 and two-thirds innings, 77 strikeouts, 31 walks. He's allowed four home runs. He was the losing pitcher on Tuesday. As the 2-2 pitch is fouled off again, the high fastball consistently to Mayo. Moreno has a good slider. I imagine after two high fastballs fouled off, we see that slider. Especially on a 2-2 count. Moreno can still fire it low and away and see if he can get Mayo to chase. Base is empty. No one out here in the top of the seventh. Bowie trails by two. The 2-2 pitch here. It's the fastball called for strike in the lower inside corner. And Mayo is heated about it. Doesn't stick around in the box, but vocalizes his distress while looking at the umpire walking back to the dugout. Moreno starts his day with a strikeout, 11th overall for Erie pitching. And now here's Cesar Prieto. Prieto 0-for-2 with a strikeout back in the fifth inning. As they put a shift on for the lefty, let's see if Prieto squares for bunt. Nope, first pitch is called a strike. Slider on the upper outside corner of the zone, it's nothing and one. Moreno came in the ninth inning of Tuesday's game, a game tied at 5. He gave up a leadoff double to Cody Roberts and then threw back-to-back wild pitches. The 0-1 pitch, and Prieto bounces it slowly deep in the hole at second, and it gets by. Into center field for a base hit. Prieto is aboard. First hit of the day for him. He's got hits in two of his last three for Bowie. And now here's Cody Roberts. Roberts had that double, advanced to third on a wild pitch in the ninth inning that day, and then came home on a wild pitch from Moreno. That made it 6-5, and Bowie won the game. After allowing Roberts to score, though, Moreno struck out the side. First pitch into Roberts, and he watches a called strike. Fastball, lower inside corner. Roberts objects to it slightly. And it's nothing and one to start. Next pitch in from Moreno is fouled off back to the screen. So already nothing and two on Roberts, who's 0-for-2. He struck out in the fifth inning, flew out to center field back in the second. Bowie trails 3-1 here in the top of the seventh. They've not had many opportunities today. As the 0-2 pitch is fouled off again to the screen. Roberts is just trying to stay alive at this point. But Madden in line for the win unless Bowie can tie this game up. Roberts does represent a tying run at this point, but with the weak contact that Bowie has gotten in this game, home runs don't really seem like they're going to be part of the equation. Pickoff throw to first. Really a half-hearted toss. Moreno doesn't get any zip behind it. Prieto is able to bounce back in safely, and the count still nothing in two as we wait for the next to Roberts. Here it comes. Roberts belts it out toward left field. This one up the line, out toward the wall, and it's going to hit off of the top of the wall. Prieto's going to charge to second, now to third. He gets back in safely after taking a hard round. Roberts will go to second standing, however. A one-out double puts tying run in scoring position for the Bay Sox. Roberts is 16th of the season. Gives Bowie their best opportunity of the night. Well, Kyle Moore had to get animated and vocal about Cesar Prieto not rounding third too hard. Bowie has already been burned once this week on fly balls or line drives, more specifically, off of that left field wall. It's not padded above the 10-foot mark, so the ball bounces back quickly, and it can lead to quick throws from an adept left fielder, which Dane Myers very much is. He's got a good arm. So now the infield plays in for Toby Welk. Second and third, one away. First pitch, and Welk watches inside fastball called for strike. Moreno has done that to three consecutive batters now, and Bowie is laid off of all of them. Welk is 0-for-2, a strikeout swinging in the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1. And Welk lines it out toward deep left center field in the alley. This will touch down for a base hit. Could tie the game. Prieto scores. Here comes Roberts around. He'll score. A two RBI double for Toby Welk. And it's 3-3 here in the seventh. A blown save for Moreno, his fifth of the season. And Bowie is in business for the first time tonight. A go-ahead run in scoring position as Welk smacks his eighth double of the season. He's up to 19 RBI, and now Zach Watson will try and get something done. Moreno is walking over to third. They're stepping on third base to see if Roberts had touched the base. He would have been ruled out if he didn't touch the base. But he's ruled safe. Third base umpire gives the signal, but at least Moreno is doing his due diligence. Can't ever blame a fielder for that. But a mound visit incoming as Zach Watson will step up with a go-ahead run suddenly in scoring position and still only one out here in the seventh inning. Biggest opportunity of the evening for Bowie now that they've suddenly tied this game up. And boy, you've got to feel, even from the opposing perspective, for Ty Madden here as he came out with a high-quality start on 10 strikeouts, a career high for him in six innings. And all of a sudden, he's off the books. Fans, don't forget about our friends at On the Green Incorporated. They're celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs. Now, they can guarantee results for residential and commercial lawns. Whatever problems you may have, they can make it nice and lush to resemble the ballpark greens of Prince George's Stadium. Now, if you mention that you heard about them on the Bay Sox broadcast, you'll get a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service, so be sure to give them a call, because while there isn't much time left in the summer, you can still enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. by going to onthegreeninc.com or calling 410-695-0444. Three straight hits with one out for Bowie, single for Prieto, double for Roberts, two RBI double by Toby Welk to tie the game at three. And now with runner at second, one away, Zach Watson, who doubled and scored in the sixth, will try and maybe give Bowie the lead. Third base plays in front of the baseline, a massive gap on the right side of the infield. Watson doesn't normally go the opposite way. And time is called. John Rossoff behind home plate. Checks the wrist guard there to see what the signs are for a runner at second here. Want to make sure that they have it proper. Identical line scores. Three runs, six hits, no errors for both. As Moreno sets at the chest out of the stretch. First pitch into Watson. And he watches slider miss down and away. It's 1-0 to start. That slider for Moreno is what got him into trouble on Tuesday. Dylan Dingler, who was catching that day, had a little bit of tough time receiving the slider. It led to one of the two wild pitches that gave Bowie the lead. Here's the 1-0. Watson swings ahead on a slider outside, and he got a piece, but it goes back to the screen. That's where the slider can really work for Moreno. If it's playing well up against the edges of the zone, it fools batters heavily to where they're pretty much already through the zone before the ball has even gotten to the dirt. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Watson watches down and away. Still the slider. It's two balls and one strike. Andrew Dashbach is on deck. As we've tied this game up at three just before the stretch. Contest that cruised through the first few innings has finally started to see some action. Here's the 2-1 offering. Watson swings and misses. Still the slider outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. But now, as Bowie is threatening, they're starting to get someone loose in the bullpen. Which is a bit surprising as Easton Lucas gets warm. Tell you why it's surprising in a second. As the 2-2 pitch bounces in, kept in front by Rossoff. Good read on the low changeup, and it runs full on Watson. Well, it's surprising a bit to me simply because Garrett Stallings had only thrown 74 pitches through six innings. But you can understand why you want to bring someone else in now that Bowie has gotten into this game, because Stallings had been giving up constant contact. You don't want to risk it. Runner at second, one away. The payoff to Watson. Swinging a poke foul. He barely got a handle on that slider down and away. Pretty much had to flail his bat into the other batter's box. But Watson just got a sliver. So the count stays full, and we'll try again with Welk not necessarily taking too big of a lead off of second base. Moreno isn't even focused on him at all anyway. As the right-hander sets, splits the middle of the rubber, another 3-2 pitch, and Watson watches called strike three high. Oh, goodness, and Watson is a little animated while pointing at the missed call there. The home plate umpire turns and shakes his head at him. Watson not pleased. So Watson strikes out looking. Second punch out for Moreno, both in this inning. 12th overall for Erie pitching, as Andrew Dashbach will bat. Go-ahead run still in scoring position. Dashbach singled up the middle in the sixth inning. Bowie has five hits just against their last five outs. First pitch to Dashbach. Slider called for strike. Hits the outside edge, and it's nothing and one. Easton Lucas is getting warm with vigor now in the bullpen. I imagine he takes the bottom of the seventh. So Garrett Stallings is most likely done. The 0-1 pitch, and Dashbach takes a half swing. On the inside edge, they don't even ask for an appeal. That was more of the handle than it was the barrel. Bowie is pretty good at holding up on some of those. It runs the count even at one. If Stallings is done, he had a quality start. And right now, it's a no decision for him. If Bowie takes the lead, he'd be in line for a win. The 1-1. Dashbach watches fastball miss away, and it's two balls and a strike here. Six innings for Stallings. He did allow six hits and three runs all earned. Two strikeouts, no walks. But to do it on just 74 pitches is perhaps what's just as impressive. The high contact number is what really did it for Stallings today. Runner at second, two away in the top of the seventh. A 3-3 game. Dashbach trying to put Bowie ahead. The 2-1 from Moreno is popped foul out of play right side. It's 2-2. Now this is where left-handers would be huge for the Bay Sox. Toby Welk is not a speedster by any means, but if Bowie had more left-handers in the lineup, then the infield would have to shift against them, and it would really set up big opportunities for massive gaps on the infield because third base would want to play close to the bag still. The 2-2. Dashbach swings and misses. Slider outside, and Bowie strands a go-ahead run in scoring position, but they've tied the game up. Three straight hits with one out in the seventh, including a tying two RBI double by Toby Welk. As we stretch here at UPMC Park, it's 3-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the seventh here at UPMC Park. A much different game than we saw when we entered this frame, as Bowie has tied the game at three, bringing in a new pitcher to try and keep it that way. Garrett Stallings finishes with a quality start. Thanks in part to Toby Welk and his two RBI double in the seventh, Stallings takes a no decision today. He would have been in line for the loss until Bowie had tied the game. Six innings for Stallings. He allowed six hits and three runs all earned. He only struck out two, but did not walk anyone. Allowed a home run. As left-hander Easton Lucas takes over for Bowie to face off against 7, 8, and 9 in the Seawolves lineup. A big task for Lucas now, as Daniel Cabrera will bat. First pitch home to him. Misses high a fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Cabrera drove in a run in the fourth inning. That made it 3-1 at that point. Actually, 3-0 at that point. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed, down and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. After Cabrera, Trey Cruz and John Rossoff will bat. Easton Lucas, 6'4", 180-pound left-hander, fires the 1-1, and a breaking ball is poked deep in the gap to the right side, and they couldn't decide who should field it. Andrew Dashbach just ran right by it. Cesar Prieto thought Dashbach was going to field it, and as soon as Dashbach just let it go, Prieto dove, and the ball just snuck through him. A defensive miscue. It goes down in the books as a hit. But the mental mistakes for Bowie cost them an early out, and Trey Cruz will bat here. Cruz is 1-for-2 with a single to right field in the third. Massive gap on the right side of the infield, but Cruz now bats as a righty against the lefty Lucas. First pitch. Cruz bounces a curveball to short. Maybe a chance for two. Underhanded from Hernandez to second for one. Prieto can't get it back to first in time. A very slow roller gets Cabrera as the lead runner, 6-4. Cruz reaches on the choice, replacing Cabrera at first, now with one out in the inning. Well, I'm so used to Joey Ortiz, I was just so ready to say Ortiz fielded that grounder. At least I'm glad I caught myself. But there's one away here for John Rossoff, who's 0-for-2 on the day, a ground out to third, his last time up. Lucas has not been wasting much time once he gets the ball. He sets and fires the first. Rossoff watches a nice curveball for a called strike. Nothing in one to start. Well, Easton Lucas is coming off of, without a doubt, his two worst starts or his two worst appearances in the second half. But that's actually saying a lot as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside. A curveball runs it to nothing in two because both appearances saw him allow one run in two innings. And to consider those the two worst appearances of the half for Lucas tell you he has been having a great second half. Overall in the season, 27 appearances, a 2-0 record, a 4.31 ERA, 48 innings, 58 strikeouts, 24 walks. Runner at first, one away in the bottom of the seventh, a 3-3 game. The 0-2. Fastball misses outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Both appearances came in the Altoona series. Lucas just had something go wrong against Altoona specifically, I suppose. He came in and allowed a run in the sixth inning against the curve when he allowed three consecutive base runners with one out. The 1-2 pitch here is fouled off of home plate. Count stays as Rossoff was ahead of a curveball. Lucas will try again after that 1-2 foul. Runner at first, one away. Next pitch. Bounced foul again. Rossoff is just barely making a piece while coming so far ahead of these curveballs and off speeds. Count stays at 1-2. After Lucas allowed that run on a Sunday to Altoona, he struck out the side in the seventh. That was the game that Bowie walked off to win the series. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses outside. Makes sense to bring out the fastball again, but still too far away. And it runs the count even at 2 as Rossoff holds off. 3-3 game in the bottom of the 7th when Bowie trailed 3-0. 2-2 offering. Fastball just under the knees. We've seen that pitch called for strike before this series and tonight, I feel. Kobe Mayo got rung up for a pitch very similar to that one. And it runs the count full here on Rossoff. Let's see if Cruz takes off. With a left-hander batting, I don't believe he would, but he does have wheels. Stays put. The 3-2 is outside. Well, Rossoff did his duty, fouling off so many curveballs. Lucas eventually had to pitch him away, and Rossoff laid off. But after working ahead, no balls and two strikes, Rossoff draws the walk. And now against the top of the lineup, Lucas has his work cut out for him. Andrew Navagato is 0-for-3 on the day. Pop out, ground out, fly out. First pitch to him here. Bounces in. It gets by Roberts slightly, but everyone stays put. John Rossoff took a massive secondary lead, but since there's a runner at second base, he's not being held on at first base. So Roberts couldn't throw to first, even though he had really thought about it. 1-0 to start here on Navigado. As Lucas steps off of the back of the rubber. 3-3 game here in the bottom of the seventh. Go-ahead run in scoring position. Double play ball up for grabs. As the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. High fastball. It's a ball and a strike on Navigado. He's hit into 8 double plays this season. Has not been a big ground ball bat necessarily, but he did ground out his last time up. 1-1. Floated up toward first base. Foul ground. It gets out of play. Now touches down away from the fielders, more specifically, but it's not in play is what I'm saying now. A ball and two strikes on Navigado. That one was just blooped far enough away that Dashbach wasn't able to get to it. But a chance here for Lucas. A strikeout would be critical. First and second, one away. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball lifted on a line to right center field, and it's down for a base hit. They're going to hold up the runners, though. Everyone advances just one bag as Hudson Haskin was able to get there in time, but a single for Navigado extends his hit streak to 4 consecutive games, and the bases are loaded for Gage Workman, who tripled his last time up. There's no margin for error here. Josh Conway is going to come out and chat. Lucas has been ahead on the last two batters. Trey Cruz attacked the first pitch, and Daniel Cabrera started ahead 1-0 before singling on a 1-1 pitch, but this is where the walks hurt, and that's what's been the biggest trouble for Bowie pretty much on this month-long span that started when they lost that series to Akron. Walking too many batters, having to work from behind early counts, and those walks normally coming around to score. That's what made Tuesday's game so hard. One of the walks eventually scored in yesterday's 3-2 loss. Take that walk away. Would have been a tie game. Could have had a different outcome. Garrett Stallings didn't walk anyone today in his 6 innings, but if you don't walk John Rossoff after working ahead on him, no balls and 2 strikes, well, you're in a much different position. Gage Workman digs in. 5 for 11 with the bases loaded this year. First pitch, a high curveball. 1-0 to start. 5 batters face for Lucas. 3 of them have seen a first pitch ball. That's part of the reason why Bowie has run into trouble as well. The walks lead from those first pitch balls. As the 1-1 pitch is sliced foul to the right side. It's 1-1 now, I should say. It was the 1-0 pitch. But again, a 3-3 game after Bowie has had to scratch and claw their way to even be a player in this contest, eventually tying it. They're in danger of really falling out of reach now. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Too far ahead on the curveball goes Workman. And it's a ball and 2 strikes now. Bases loaded, still only 1 out. Cabrera led off with a single. A fielder's choice eliminated him, but then a walk and another single. So Lucas has Workman ahead. And time called by Cody Roberts behind home plate. Running out of seconds on that pitch clock. Lucas and Roberts not on the same page right now. He finally comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Inside fastball. Count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Whatever the outcome of this 1-2 pitch is, could really dictate this inning. Aside from foul balls. Lucas doesn't want to miss the zone and have to throw something hittable. The 1-2 here. Again, a foul. Fastball up and in that time, and it stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Workman tripled on just the second pitch he saw in the fifth inning. Hit it out to the gap in left center field. He's got 11 RBI with the bases loaded this year. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball misses high. And it's 2-2. Just as I said, the 1-2 pitch might really dictate how this plate appearance ends up. 2-2 count here. Might leave your stomach churning a little bit. The next pitch to Workman. Half swing and a curveball outside. He went! The first base umpire rings him up on it on appeal, and Workman strikes out swinging. I said it in the last half inning. When Bowie had checked a couple of swings, Andrew Dashbach did one. Bowie's check swings mostly go with the wrists instead of the barrel. Erie has not been much of the same way. That's the second out of the inning. And now Parker Meadows will bat. He's 1-for-7 with the bases loaded this year. First pitch. Meadows watches high fastball miss. It's 1-0. That first pitch ball from Easton Lucas has been daunting. Four of the six batters he's faced have started ahead in the count, one ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Curveball misses outside, two balls and no strikes. Meadows has six runs batted in this season with the bases loaded. He struck out three times. He's not drawn any walks. As Lucas splits the rubber, a 3-3 game here in the bottom of the seventh. Lucas sets the 2-0. Fastball lifted out toward deep right field. Watson reading it, ranging to his right, and he makes the catch. Easton Lucas escapes the bases loaded one-out jam in the seventh. We're on to the eighth, a tie game. 3-3, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Fans, don't forget about our friends at Pest Now. For our partner, the Bay Sox, they provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. If you've got any problems with pests, mosquitoes, termites, really, even general pest control, whatever it might be, give them a call. They'll help you out. 301-231-8300 or visit them online at pestnow.com. We're on to the eighth inning here at UPMC Park in Erie. A clincher. 3-3 between the Bay Sox and the Seawolves. Erie loaded the bases with only one out in the seventh, but Easton Lucas got out of the jam. Erie makes a pitching change here into the eighth as Elvis Alvarado takes over, facing off against the top of the lineup. First pitch to Darryl Hernandez is a swing and a miss on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball high. It's nothing and one. Hernandez is 0-for-2, a sacrifice fly in the sixth inning to bring home Bowie's first run. The next pitch, fastball misses outside, still at 98, it's 1-1. Gerson Moreno is done. A blown save for the reliever. One inning with three hits and two runs. He struck out three batters. As the next pitch to Hernandez is popped foul out of play. 97-mile-an-hour fastball in, and it's 1-2. After Hernandez, Connor Norby and Hudson Haskin will bat. Elvis Alvarado, 6'4", 183-pound, 23-year-old right-hander from San Ignacio de Sabaneta in the Dominican, fires the 1-2, and Hernandez swings and misses on a fastball inside at 100 for strike three. Well, at least the hope is now that maybe Erie is using their hand too early on Alvarado. As he makes his 14th appearance with the Seawolves, he normally doesn't go past one inning. Connor Norby will bat now, but they do want him against the top of the lineup, so it does make sense to bring him out here. That's a good strategy. First pitch. Norby pulls back on an inside fastball at 98. It's 1-0 to start. Alvarado is 3-1 with Erie, a 4.91 ERA in 13 appearances, 14 and two-thirds innings, the 1-0. Norby watches high fastball, called for strike at 97. That was a late ring-up. Counts even at 1. 18 strikeouts and 7 walks in that 14 and two-thirds for Alvarado this year. As the 1-1 pitch is bounced on a slow fastball to the left side, scooped it short by Workman. 98-mile-an-hour heater saws off Norby, and he's thrown out 6-3. Two away, here's Hudson Haskin. As Bowie gets a right-hander warming in their bullpen, Easton Lucas is probably going to be done after dancing around trouble in that inning. Jensen Elliott is tossing for the Bay Sox. He'll be coming out for the bottom of the eighth. Here's Hudson Haskin, 0-for-2 with a walk. He struck out, he's hit into a double play. First pitch, called a strike. Fastball on the inside edge, it's nothing and one. Alvarado came in. When did he come in? In the 15-5 win, it was Erie's loss, the 0-1 pitch. Misses down a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Alvarado came in for the ninth inning, just needing to get the work. He picked up 2 strikeouts, gave up a single to Cesar Prieto. That was it. Here's the 1-1. And a bouncer out toward third. Eats up some chalk. It's scooped on the run by Trey Cruz. A throw to first is just in time. Quincy Naporti had to stretch out, but kept his foot on the bag. 3-up, 3-down, 8th. We go to the bottom of the frame. Bowie and Erie are tied at 3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Home half of the eighth inning here at UPMC Park as the Bay Sox. Boy, have they made this close. A 3-3 game as I'm not really sure how I'm even staying sane right now. Jensen Elliott takes over on the mound for Bowie. Easton Lucas, he had some trouble in the seventh but was able to dance around it. Loaded the bases with one out but got a strikeout and a flyout to end the frame as Jensen Elliott takes over. Quincy Naporti will lead off. First pitch into the right-hander, and a fastball is called for a strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. 4, 5, and 6 in the Erie lineup, starting with Naporti, then Myers and Dingler. A one pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball inside, and it's nothing and two. Lucas fired one scoreless inning. Two hits, one strikeout, one walk. That was it. As Elliott takes over, 6'6", 231-pound right-hander. Holds behind the ear and fires the 0-2. Fastball misses down and away, and it's a ball and two strikes. Elliott was drafted in the 19th round of the 2019 draft from Oklahoma State. On the season, 27 appearances, a 6-2 record, 4.57 ERA. The 1-2 pitch, half swing, pitch in the dirt, and the home plate umpire says he went around. Naporti strikes out swinging on a low fastball from Elliott. He starts his night with a strikeout. That's a big one for Bowie. Fourth overall for Bay Sox pitching, and now here's Dane Myers. Elliott has not been a strikeout pitcher this season, so for him to take down heavy hitter Quincy Naporti should be a sign of good things to come. As Dane Myers steps in, 1-for-3, first pitch, he swings through an off-speed. It's nothing and one to start on the curveball. 43 1/3 innings for Elliott. He's struck out only 27 batters. He's allowed 13 walks, 4 home runs. The 0-1 pitch. Myers watches fastball, called for strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and two. Elliott made two appearances in the Altoona series, and neither of them were great. Combined for an inning and 2/3, he allowed 3 total runs. The 0-2 pitch, as a ball comes skimming across the mound. The pitch missed down. Are they going to rule that a pitch? They are. But a ball from the Seawolves bullpen had found its way all the way down to the field of play and just rolled in front of the mound. Fortunately, it was far enough away from Elliott. He could have stepped on that ball and twisted something. Oh, goodness. The 1-2 pitch here misses down and away. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. I really hope he wasn't affected by that even mentally, because that's not something that normally happens at this ballpark either. They've got their bullpens well protected. They're still technically in the field of play as the 2-2 is swung on and belted out toward deep right field. Watson runs back. He stops at the wall, and there it goes. Go-ahead solo home run for Dane Myers, and it's 4-3 Erie. I said it, Elliott has not been a strikeout pitcher. He's been a contact pitcher. And to bring in a contact pitcher against the hardest portion of the lineup for Erie is a decision that I am a little interested in, as Myers hits his 24th of the year. First pitch to Dylan Dingler, misses up and in, and it's 1-0 to start. It's the fifth home run allowed by Elliott this year, and Bowie is now down to their final three outs tonight. 0-1 pitch, misses down. I say it's 0-1, I actually think it was 1-0. Bowie trails 4-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the next. Dingler fouls it off back to the screen. I believe it's 2 balls and a strike, but the video board says 1-2. No, it is 1-2. Mm-hmm. I got tripped up somewhere, I suppose. But the bases are empty, and there's 1 out. As the next pitch comes in, and it misses well high. Fastball runs the count even at 2. So in the top of the ninth, Bowie will have 4, 5, and 6 to try and come from behind. The 2-2 pitch is bounced foul to third. Bowie has not been a come-from-behind team this season. The walk-off home run by Colton Kowser on Sunday against Altoona was such a rarity for the Bay Sox that, I mean, the celebration it caused probably could have been twice as large simply because of how little those come-from-behind wins happen. 2-2 to Dingler. Swinging a line drive, deep left field. Welk running back, stops at the wall, and it's off the top of the wall. Throw goes to second, and they get Dingler. He tried to stretch it out. Welk read the wall well, throws out Dingler 7-4, trying to stretch a single into a double on a high line drive. Second out of the inning on what could have been a runner in scoring position. Defense saving Elliott there, and now Daniel Cabrera will bat. That's the second outfield assist for Welk in left field, just his 10th game in left this year. Now here's Daniel Cabrera. First pitch home. Left-hander pops it foul out of play, left side. It's nothing and one to start. Shift on for Cabrera, who's 2-for-3. RBI single in the fourth inning, the 0-1 pitch. This is down, and it's a ball and a strike now. One-run games have been the constant in this 2022 season for Bowie, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's a ball and two strikes. See if we can do a little back-of-the-envelope math right now. Bowie has lost 26 games by one run. If you take even half of those and put them back into their favor, they would have 75 wins this year. That would be the most in the Eastern League. Here's the 1-2. Fastball misses high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Just half of the one-run losses that Bowie has been dealt this year. Not all of them, just half. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Inning closes. Dane Myers hits a go-ahead home run, and Bowie's down to their last three outs. As we move to the top of the ninth, here he leads 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bowie already played comeback once tonight, something that's relatively rare for them this season. They've got to try and do it again as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Erie has broken ahead to a 4-3 lead with a go-ahead home run by Dane Myers in the bottom of the eighth. It'll be 4-5 and 6 in the Bowie lineup to try and get back into this game as Adam Wolf takes over. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. It's just unfortunate it's not been as good of a game as who we could have hoped for. That's about us with you from UPMC Park on what has at least been a nice night in Erie. Elvis Alvarado is done. He's in line for the win thanks to a perfect eighth inning of relief with a strikeout. Adam Wolf takes over, the only lefty in the bullpen for Erie. 6'6", 225-pound, 25-year-old lefty from Milan, Ohio. Fifth-round draft selection in 2018. He'll deal with Kobe Mayo to start, then Cesar Prieto and Cody Roberts after that. Adam Wolf has 29 appearances on the year, a 5-3 record, a 2.82 ERA, 79 and two-thirds innings with a handle of starts under his belt this year. Shifting into a relief role, he's converted both of his save opportunities. First pitch, and Mayo watches fastball miss up and away. It's 1-0 to start. Mayo is 0-for-3 on the day, two strikeouts, a ground out in the fourth inning as well. Wolf has 81 strikeouts against 35 walks. He's allowed six home runs. The 1-0 pitch, and Mayo swings through a fastball down and inside. It's 1-1. That's the part of Mayo's game that, in having conversations with the coaching staff, you can still see that little bit of what remains from his time with high A that isn't translating to double A, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got a piece off of home plate, and it's a ball and two strikes. That heavy swing on off-speed pitches inside that really have him spinning. There was that brief couple of games between the end of the Altoona series and the start of this one where he looked right. The 1-2 is bounced deep to short, and it's off the glove of Gage Workman. Sneaks into center field. It'll be a base hit, considering the slide that Workman tried to take in on it. And Mayo has hits in three consecutive games. Seventh hit overall for Bowie. They only had one hit through the first five innings. So now here's Cesar Prieto. Tying run is on base to start the inning. Third time today that Bowie has gotten the leadoff batter aboard. Is Mayo all right? I think after he fouled that first pitch off of his body, he was a little slow after getting away from first base. But he sheds his batting equipment, and he gets onto the bag for Prieto, who's 1-for-3. He singled and scored in the seventh inning. Third base plays well in. Prieto squares, and he doesn't get it anywhere. Fastball was high, but Prieto barely got the bat down. He tried to punch it right down into the dirt, but fastball came too low on his bat, and the foul just skimmed back behind home plate. So the count starts out at nothing and one. Prieto will most likely not try again. This could be a special circumstance. Nope, he will take it all the way. High fastball runs the count even at one. So the third baseman would be in his best interest to play back at a regular depth, but he's still on the infield grass, probably about two paces. Here's the 1-1, and Prieto rips it up the line, but foul. That one had the distance, but just a little bit too hard of a pull, and it runs the count to a ball and two strikes now. Now, this is the biggest opportunity for a batter like Prieto, with a runner at first being held on. Left-hander only has to contend with basically one infielder on the right side. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Prieto pokes it back to the mound. It's going to be a tough play. It's short. They bobble it. Workman couldn't make the transfer once again. He was thinking about potentially tagging Mayo. Prieto is aboard. That's going to go down as an error for Workman. It's another error for Workman in this series. He has not had a good series. That's his fourth in four games this week, his 17th overall, and it's going to lead to a battery visit as the tying run has found its way to second base with no one out. Cody Roberts doubled back in the seventh inning. He'll step in, but the rest of the infield is in for this battery visit as well. Around the Eastern League, Akron leads Altoona 6-4 in the top of the eighth inning. Richmond has an edge on Harrisburg, 4-2 in the seventh. While Portland leads New Hampshire early, 3-2 in the fifth. Reading is dominating Hartford right now, 6-0 in the fourth. And Somerset leads Binghamton, 3-1, just at the end of the fifth inning out at Morabito Stadium. Bowie trails 4-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. A go-ahead solo home run for Dane Myers in the bottom of the eighth. But now Bowie has put them at first and second with no one out in the top of the ninth. Roberts 1-for-3 overall. Corner infielders in. Middle infielders look for two. First pitch, and Roberts watches a fastball skim too far down and inside. It's 1-0. Well, the corner infielders are going to play in just out of basic strategy. But there's only two batters in the Bowie lineup that really ever attempt to lay down a bunt. Connor Norby might be a third. But Cesar Prieto and Hudson Haskin are the only two. Here's the 1-0, and Roberts smacks it foul to the right side. It's 1-1. Bowie with a potential chance here. Wolf is making his second appearance of this series. He came in and fired a scoreless eighth inning against the Bay Sox on Tuesday. He hit a batter, but struck out a batter. That was it. First and second, no one out here in the ninth. The 1-1 to Roberts. Breaking ball, nubbed out toward first, and it falls in foul. That fastball up and in very much sawed off Roberts. The spin on the ball just curled it over to the right side. and runs the count to a ball and two strikes. But with the second baseman holding on the runner at second now, it's basically the same scenario with only the first baseman manning the right side of the infield. Roberts goes the other way 35% of the time. That's pretty high for a right-handed batter. The 1-2 pitch. Roberts watches down and in again. And that fastball for Wolf down and in isn't getting enough of a good look. As the count moves even at two. Four-three game as Wolf sets. The 6-6 lefty holds at the chest. 2-2 to Roberts. Fastball high. And it runs full at 94 miles an hour. A payoff pitch set to come here with first and second, no one out. Here it is. Roberts bounces it deep in the hole to the left side. Picked by Workman at short, and he can't go anywhere with it. A single for Roberts loads the bases with no one out here in the ninth. Workman has been getting everything to him, and he's just been running out of gas. Infield single for Roberts, his second hit of the inning. And now here's Toby Welk. 1-for-3 with the bases loaded. Here comes a mound visit. Pitching coach Dan Riccobal will chat as the infield was set to play in for Welk. We'll just get a bit of a breather right now. We looked around the Eastern League. Let's check in the Orioles organization. It's a tight one over in Virginia. Delmarva leading Fredericksburg 1-0. They're in the bottom of the sixth. We rarely see close games like that, especially low-scoring games like that down in single A. Aberdeen got a good rehab start from Tyler Wells, but they do trail Hickory at the moment 3-2. That's the Rangers affiliate in the top of the fifth. And Norfolk has a 3-0 lead over Lehigh Valley. That's in the middle of the fifth. Gunnar Anderson had a double in his Oriole Park debut. Scored a run as well on a Robinson Chirinos double. And Baltimore currently leads Oakland 2-0 in the top of the fifth. As Bowie has the bases loaded with no one out here in the top of the ninth. Trying to come from behind a deficit the second time this evening. With Toby Welk up to bat, 1-for-3 with the bases loaded this year. He's got 3 RBI, including a walk. First pitch, and Welk watches curveball miss inside. It's 1-0 to start. Wolf freezes at the call. Left side of the infield will back a little bit, but they're still in the baseline. Wolf sets. The outfield plays shallow as well. The 1-0 pitch, and Welk swings through. Fastball at 94 outside. It's 1-1. Inning started with a single by Kobe Mayo that snuck into left center field off of the glove of the shortstop. Cesar Prieto reached on an error. Cody Roberts reached on an infield single. The 1-1 pitch, and Welk bounces it deep in the hole at third. They're going to go home for the force. And they can't go anywhere else with it. A 5-2 force gets Mayo. Every runner advances as Welk moves to first base. Still only one out. A sacrifice fly would tie the game. And that's what Bowie needs out of Zach Watson right now. Watson doubled to left field in the sixth inning. If Bowie can't get it done here, that would be a pretty big metaphor for the way that they've lost some games this season. They need to get this one done. First pitch to Watson. Inside fastball called for strike. It's nothing and one. The one-run losses for Bowie have been their biggest factor. Runners left on base have been their biggest enemy as the Bay Sox lead that this season in the Eastern League. They've had trouble in the ninth all year. The 0-1 pitch, and Watson watches slider miss away. It's a ball and a strike now. Because again, even with the work today and the work last couple of days, Bowie still has the lowest batting average in the ninth inning of games this season in the Eastern League. They've scored the fewest runs. They have the lowest slugging percentage. when they're trying to slay some of those demons right now as they trail 4-3 in the ninth, bases loaded, one away. Wolf steps off the back of the rubber. That's his first of two allotted step-offs. You do need to be mindful of that rule. Left-hander sets at the chest. The 1-1 pitch to Watson. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball inside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Welk is at first, Roberts is at second, and Prieto is at third. If Watson can get it out of the infield, but we can tie this game up. The 1-2 pitch, Watson swings and misses. Low fastball, first strikeout for Wolf. It's the biggest of the day. 15th overall for Erie pitching. And now here's Andrew Dashbach. Dashbach is only 1 for 12 this year with the bases loaded. He's driven in 6 runs. He struck out 6 times. He has 1 walk. I imagine he gets an inside fastball to start. That's what Wolf has been doing. First pitch, inside fastball. He swings and misses. If Bowie loses tonight, Erie will move back into a tie for first place. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and a broken bat floated out to center field. It's caught. Parker Meadows makes the catch. And the game is over. Bowie loads the bases with no outs in the ninth. They strand them all. And they lose 4-3. Bay Sox postgame coming up next.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, if that was not a loss that more told the Bowie Bay Sox season, I don't know what was. As Bowie loses another one-run game, they have lost 8 of their last 12 games by one run. Or 8 of their last 12 losses, I should say specifically, as they fall 4-3 to the Erie Seawolves. Bowie loaded the bases in the bottom, in the top of the ninth inning with no outs, and they stranded all 3 runners aboard to fall back into a tie for first place. As we get rolling with Bay Sox postgame here from UPMC Park in Erie, Matt Sabatis with you. We'll recap this one and then look around the Eastern League, see how this loss is, of course, going to hurt Bowie in the Southwest Division standings. They needed to pick up this win or the win yesterday to maintain a division lead, but that's just not what's going to happen. So first, let's recap. We go back in time to 6:05 p.m. when first pitch came home from Ty Madden to Darryl Hernandez. Madden racked up 3 strikeouts in the frame. He did give up a walk, but had no issue around a 2-out walk to Hudson Haskin and Garrett Stallings in the bottom of the first. He looked to be about just as efficient. Despite all 3 batters getting contact on the ball, Stallings was perfect on just 11 pitches. Top of the second came up, though, and Madden started to stop allowing base runners. 3 up, 3 down on 13 pitches. And in the bottom of the second, that's where Stallings blinked first, gave up a big fly to Quincy Naporti.
2.
And Naporti golfs one out toward deep left center field. Haskins running back. He looks up, and there it goes. Solo home run for Quincy Naporti, his 29th of the season. Garrett Stallings has tied the single-season franchise record for home runs allowed. That's his 26th. Here he leads 1-0. I said it at the time, if you're going to give up a home run to someone, I suppose it's fair that you give it up to Quincy Naporti. He is the league's leader now with 29 home runs, but still doesn't sit too pretty, considering the fact that Stallings has now given up 26 this season. And in the top of the third, Bowie did not have much else going for them, as Ty Madden stepped in, struck out 2 batters in a 7-pitch frame. In the bottom of the third, Stallings was back to work, though. A leadoff single was left stranded. And in the top of the fourth, Bowie finally got their first base hit. Connor Norby singled on a 1-0 offering. But on the very next pitch, Hudson Haskin hit into a double play, and that inning was over on just 5 pitches. In the bottom of the fourth, since Stallings did not have really any time to rest on the bench following that 5-pitch fourth, he was instantly hammered. Parker Meadows hit a leadoff triple on the first pitch, and Quincy Naporti drove him in about 2 pitches later. Here's the 1-2. Curveball lifted on a soft fly out toward right field. And a sliding grab by Zach Watson. He made the catch. The runner tags and scores. Sacrifice fly for Naporti, though. Great play by Watson, but it's 2-0 Erie. Inning wasn't over for Erie in that frame either, after Dane Myers singled and stole second base. Dylan Dingler struck out. 2 outs. Daniel Cabrera drives in Myers. Here's the 2-2. Cabrera lines it up the middle, a base hit. This could score the run. Haskin charges in center. Here comes the wheel. The throw home. Looks to be on time, but it's up the line, and he's safe. RBI single for Cabrera. 3-0 Erie. So already a 3-run lead. The Bay Sox did overcome a 3-run deficit back on Tuesday when they eventually won 6-5. But with the way that Ty Madden was pitching, that looked like a lot more of a challenging task today, because in the top of the fifth, Madden struck out the side. In the bottom of the fifth, Stallings gave up a 2-out triple to Gage Workman, but stranded him at third base. And in the top of the sixth, Bowie finally got something. Zach Watson led off with a double to left field and Andrew Dashbach single to put him to third. That gave Darryl Hernandez plenty of opportunity to drive in Watson. Now the 1-1. Lifted on a fly out toward right field, might be deep enough to score the run. Cabrera runs down, he makes the catch, charges the throw as Watson tags. The throw gets in, but it bounces. Watson slides home to score. Bowie is on the board. They trail 3-1. So Bowie finally got something across. They did strand a runner at first base when that inning came to a close, but they were on the board. In the bottom of the sixth, Stallings worked 3 quick outs, a line out, a pop out, and a fly out on just 7 pitches. He could have gone out for the seventh. He was only at 74 pitches. But in the top of the seventh, Bowie got to work. Gerson Moreno came out, and he's been having trouble this series. After striking out Kobe Mayo to start, Cesar Prieto singled. Cody Roberts doubled to push Prieto to third, and Toby Welk tied the game up. Here's the 0-1, and Welk lines it out toward deep left center field in the alley. This'll touch down for a base hit. Could tie the game. Prieto scores. Here comes Roberts around. He'll score. A 2-RBI double for Toby Welk, and it's 3-3 here in the seventh. So a massive double for Welk tied the game with only 1 out. Moreno returned to strike out the next 2 batters, but the damage was done. And in the bottom of the seventh, Bowie turned it over to Easton Lucas. Lucas nearly ran into disaster, loaded the bases with only 1 out, but struck out Gage Workman and got Parker Meadows to fly out, ending the frame, sent the game into the eighth. Against Elvis Alvarado, flame-throwing right-hander, reaching 100 at a couple of different points, Bowie had nothing. Strikeout, ground out, and the inning was over. In the bottom of the eighth, Jensen Elliott came on. After he struck out Quincy Naporti, Dane Myers gave Erie the win. Here's the 0-1. And Welk lines it out toward deep left center field in the alley. This will touch down for a base hit. Could tie the game. Prieto scores. Here comes Roberts around. He'll score. A two RBI double for Toby Welk. And it's 3-3 here in the seventh. Oh, that was Welk's home run. I guess I... Suppose I cut that wrong. But Myers did pick up the solo home run against Elliott, and it was 4-3. But we got to the top of the ninth inning. They were down to their final three outs, and miraculously, they made it a game. Adam Wolf didn't get some good defense. Kobe Mayo singled. Cesar Prieto reached on an error. Cody Roberts singled. The bases were loaded with no one out. Toby Welk grounded into a force out at home. Zach Watson struck out. Andrew Dashbach ended the night. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and a broken bat floated out to center field. It's caught. Parker Meadows makes the catch. And the game is over. Bowie loads the bases with no outs in the ninth. They strand them all. And they lose 4-3. So your final box score. Bowie scores 3 runs on 8 hits with no errors. They left on 6. Erie scores 4 runs on 10 hits with 1 error. They left on 6. Elvis Alvarado is the winning pitcher. He's 4-1 in the year. Jensen Elliott the loss, 6-3. While Adam Wolf picks up the save, it's his third this season. Game was played in 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a paid attendance at UPMC Park of 3,586. With the loss, Bowie falls back to 500, 62-62. 2-game losing streak for the Bay Sox. They're now 27-34 on the road. 19-27 in games decided by one run. With the win, Erie moves to 74-50 on the year, a 2-game winning streak. The Seawolves are 38-23 at home and 20-21 in games decided by one run. Bowie and Erie now are even again in the Southwest Division for the second half. They have identical 35-20 records. We'll look at the rest of the Eastern League and get you an update on the full standings when we return as we break right now on Bay Sox postgame. Bowie falls 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RadSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back one last time here at UPMC Park in Erie as the Bay Sox fall 4-3. Matt Sabatis with you for Bay Sox postgame as we get ready to close up shop. A quick cruise around the Eastern League. Akron is going to pick up a win today as they lead 8-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning against Altoona. Already 2 outs and the base is empty there. Altoona would have to go on a big run. That does not help anyone in the standings as Akron is going to gain a game over the Bay Sox. They just wrapped up that game, so Akron does gain a game on the Bay Sox. They're now 4 games out of first place. Erie and Bowie are tied for first place, of course. And Altoona loss, of course, doesn't mean much. They still remain 6.5 games out of first place at the end of the day. Other scores in the Eastern League as Richmond leading Harrisburg 4-2. A 3-run first inning has done most of the damage there. They're in the bottom of the eighth at the Diamond. And Portland leading New Hampshire 3-2 in the sixth. Reading just dominating Hartford. A 9-run fourth inning gives them an 11-0 lead in the fifth. And they're in the seventh over in Binghamton. Somerset leads 4-1. Around the Orioles organization, Norfolk leading Lehigh Valley 3-0. That's the Phillies affiliate. Delmarva currently shutting out Fredericksburg 1-0 just after the stretch down in Virginia. And Aberdeen trails Hickory 3-2 in the sixth. Of course, the score we care about most in this production is that of Bowie's, and it was not another good one today, as Bowie loses by one run for the second consecutive night, 4-3 against the Erie Seawolves. Two sides are back at it again tomorrow when Chase McDermott gets the ball for Bowie, 0-1, a 10.38 ERA for the right-hander. Right-hander Wilmer Flores goes for Erie, 5-2, with a 2.51 ERA. 4:05 first pitch, 3:45 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Matt Sabatis from UPMC Park saying have a good rest of your night, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.